Hey, we're on with something something episode 11, Lost in Nightingale.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, like episode 18 or something. Amazing that we made it this far.
It's 12. So
12, actually.
Amazing that we made it this far.
I just said it. Do you even short-term memory?
What?
The podcast where we talk exclusively about the Wonder Woman pilot.
You mean The Legend of Korra, right?
Yeah, we're talking about The Legend of Korra pilot today.
Because it was
a trailer.
Fight, because it's dropping in a week.
It's less than a week, and then it'll exist, because isn't it the 3rd?
Yeah, it is. Isn't that a Friday?
That's about a week from now. That is...
I'm sorry, I'm looking at my work schedule, and I scratched off today already, because I...
That is, in fact, exactly a week from now. 7 days, if you want to put a fine point on it.
Do you want me to hit you?
Kinda.
Okay, come here.
No. I'm going to make it easy. Ow. Okay, last time, things happened.
Mm-hmm.
Things being, you guys got invited to a party in 2 days. A party from Arthur Swain, which some of you are planning on taking the occasion to rob him. As such, you went to the Goblin Market, went to the second story of the Goblin Market that is really just an excuse to murder Tom, because there's no laws outside of the train. It's like international train waters. Well, Eddie managed to fight off his attackers and escape, although he was bitten several times by a frog with a snake for a tongue.
That was confusing.
Meanwhile, Hixton literally sold his soul.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep. Classic Hixton.
Which just makes it better.
Yeah, he's not here to use what he just bought.
Classic Hixton.
He bought the proportional strength of an ant and a rug that rolls out into a door that opens into some sort of hammer space or something. He didn't actually try it. It could have just been a rug.
Rug that looks like a door.
Let's see. Ava was called before the Queen of Spring, who is a little concerned that someone broke into her private extra-dimensional garden in the hedge and stole a flower that can be used as a pain reliever, but in a significant dose can also be used as a nigh-undetectable poison.
Oh, that part's new.
I thought I mentioned it.
Yeah, I remember him
you
saying...
You said poison, but I don't remember the nigh-undetectable part.
Okay.
Well, it is.
It's like a recap of a deleted scene. As such... Gwen is adopting a policy of not trusting anyone and has put her 3 best people on the job. And one of those best people is Ava, who is in charge of watching this shady group of motherfuckers.
I have not done anything shady.
Except for being a child prostitute.
I have not had sex with anyone for money.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty sure that she's just a cock tease, child cock tease. There's a difference.
I'm just jailbait.
Just dress like a baby hooker.
No, yes. I'm not wearing a diaper.
Diaper and fishnets. You attract a very peculiar clientele, but they'll pay top dollar.
Actually, it's just a diaper and like those really high-heeled hooker boots.
Okay. Gotcha. Some other things probably happened. Oh yes, the burned bride appeared before Hixton, but I don't think he told any of you.
Nope.
Well, he said vaguely, he should vaguely tell someone, and then this never did.
Well, he kind of suggested it to Eddie, but never actually elaborated.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now he's fucking running away from the entire heist.
Yep.
Not running away. Just never.
This is unofficially no longer, which means this is unofficially no longer about gold.
Okay. Except for all the gold you're going to steal.
You mean the hand that I tipped to everyone last time, that the gold was really the only thing, was really what I was using to bribe Hixton into doing this for me?
Right. Gold is a red herring, like communism in the Clue movie.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest board game turned into a movie ever.
Well, is it?
Do you know that Battleship is actually pretty good? It's supposed to be anyway. I'm not sure if that's true.
I can't think of any other example.
Seemed ridiculous of it. Like aliens for some reason.
Yeah, it tanked. But I think it also opened against something huge. Maybe Avengers? The Battleship movie did terribly, but I remember it opened against something that was really, really bad. Or really, really good. So bad for them.
Tanks. It made $300 million.
The budget.
Yeah, but I'm sure the budget was like $1 trillion.
It was $200 million. It's not...
$100 million's not bad.
It's not terrible.
In terms of blockbusters, it's pretty awful.
Yeah, it did really, really well globally. It earned $65 million in North America.
Yeah, so it...
Apparently it was really popular outside the United States.
Michael Bay movies always are, because they're just all action. So, the necessity of speaking the language is taken out.
Oh, then the red dot is on your butt.
But now I'm going crazy trying to figure out what it opened against that killed it.
Well, from what I remember, the trailers of it, it looked really stupid.
Right, but you know they always blame something else. Like, yeah, it was the Avengers. See? Okay, I know things.
Yeah, that's valid then. It's okay to lose to the Avengers.
Yeah, but
made over $1 billion worldwide.
And still not as good as Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy! I wish we could see that again. Is it still out in theaters?
Probably.
If it is, we should totally just ditch this and go see it.
Yeah, fuck this shit. Hold on, I'm gonna call up Movie Phone, forget that it's not a thing anymore, then check their website. See if Avengers, or if Guardians of the Galaxy is still going.
Because we've only seen it once.
I know. Like animals. Single time viewing animals.
Winston, you're boring.
Oh, the other thing that happened was Will's new job.
Yay!
Shady as fuck.
Who knows what it is I'm actually doing?
But you apparently ask no questions, so... Yeah, next showing's not for another 3 hours, though. So I guess we can do this.
Not if we're going to show up in Groot costumes.
Well, that's true. We'll show up in BoJack Horseman costumes for no reason.
Who's BoJack Horseman?
It's a new streaming show on Netflix that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a Netflix exclusive show.
It's about a washed up 90s sitcom actor who is also a horse person.
It is quite hilarious. And sad.
I see.
Anyway, did I miss anything of significance?
I don't think so.
I think so.
Okay. So this is weird. The date in-game is September 26th.
Oh,
Friday,
okay.
September 26th. We've caught up. That's how fast this game moves. we caught up the several months. And is Tom here?
I don't think so. I think he had a phone call.
Ring, 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 phone call, phone call. Okay.
Ring, 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 banana phone.
Okay, well, in that case, I will start with Will, who is finishing up his graveyard shift at this shady electronic substation with a man who calls himself R.J. McReardy.
Yep.
He is not great conversation while you're working. He just kind of lingers around in silence, occasionally taking breaks to do just like pull-ups and curl his hobo weights. Then after a spate of exercise, he goes back to carving out concrete recesses. But there's something deeply uncomfortable about his presence.
Is it everything?
It might be related to everything.
Oh, you don't say. Well, I will just be dutiful and useful.
Okay. As the sun is coming up, he approaches you from behind. Just kind of looks over at your work.
Hello, yes?
Not bad at all.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's... it's certainly a little unorthodox, but... you know.
It'll be great. Trust me.
Okay.
He takes out $100 bill from his pocket and hands it to you.
Ah, thank you very much.
Oh. We can call it for the day. Why don't you get on home and get some rest?
I will do just that. And, oh yeah. When and how often do you want me here? We didn't really discuss that.
Oh, it's as often as you can get here, frankly. Kind of a rush job.
Okay, okay. I guess I can work with that.
So, do you know when you'll be back?
Well, I have an engagement on, what is it, Friday is the party?
Saturday.
Saturday, tomorrow.
Saturday.
Potentially.
I have an engagement Saturday, so I will unfortunately not be able to join you then.
He just kind of stoically nods.
But, basically every other day, yeah, I'm fine.
And you're going to keep coming by at night?
Would you like me to keep coming by at night? It's really up to you.
He just sort of shrugs his broad shoulders.
Okay, then.
You came at night. I assumed that's when you wanted to work.
Well, I mean, I could also work during the day. There's nothing really saying that I have to work at night.
Unless you sleep on that chase lounge.
I guess I'll just show up when I can.
Okay.
It's all about getting it done, right?
It is.
Okay, then.
That it is.
Well, I guess have a good night.
Day?
It's day now.
Have a good day?
He waves at you.
Okay, I'm going to awkwardly return home. Huh, I get to set my own schedule. I get to kind of be my own boss. Just what is this guy doing?
Eddie, you wake up having passed out on a park bench. The ones who staggered home drunk. Your neck hurts like hell. Just a uncomfortable burning sensation.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you get bitten on the neck like 5 times by a fucking... I don't know.
Someone has thrown a newspaper over you as a makeshift blanket.
Aww. nice of him.
I don't know who did that, but that was real nice of him. I'm gonna rub at my neck. Does it hurt to the touch, or is it just?
Yes. Jesus. It hurts to the touch, and it's actually hot to the touch.
Ooh, infected.
Fuck me. All right, I gotta find Gwen.
Okay.
Like, how hot are we talking?
Yeah.
Comfortably warm. Like, it doesn't burn you.
Oh, okay.
But a wound should not be that hot. How are you intending to find Gwen?
No, maybe I shouldn't find Gwen. I should call Miss Watson. Alright, I'm gonna open it up and call the line that I was given for Sierra.
Watson residence.
Hi, is Miss Watson home? It's Eddie Hayes. God, I think I got a problem.
Just a moment. Eddie?
Miss Watson, hey. Fuck me, I just woke up on a park bench. So I went to the Goblin Market last night, you know, because I was trying to pick up some things, and I ran into this frog fella who bit me on the neck to shrink me down and take me up to some other place, and then I nearly got raped, but I don't really want to talk about that. Listen, do you know where I could get some medical attention related to non-physical ailments? Like, maybe magical ailments or something like that?
Yeah, well, Doc Randall.
I don't know how to contact him. It's a problem.
I'll give you his number. But, you were hurt at the market.
No, I was technically hurt outside the market. I wasn't told that there was a market outside the market. You know, the second story shop. Am I the only one who knows about these things? Like, or who hears about these things? Am I really that stupid? I feel like I'm being really stupid.
There is a second story shop. That's not what I'm referring to.
Yeah, I was. Why?
You weren't hurt fighting someone who looks just like you?
No, why?
Have you seen the news today?
No, what's going on?
Eddie Hayes, local sales associate down under cars, gone missing. Fiance terrified. Police looking for any information regarding this disappearance.
Well, no, why would it... Well, first off, he wouldn't look like me anyway. I mean, from what Hickston told me, I'm a good 30-odd years older than myself now.
Well, fair enough, but... So you didn't...
No,
murder
why would
or
I...
Fetch.
No, I don't... Why would I do... I don't see any reason to do that at all. I've been trying to avoid killing fetches. That's why, you know, that's why we left... Hey, what happened to Sammy's fetch anyway? Is she still with you?
Yeah, of course.
She's fine? Is she alright?
Oh, she's good. I haven't told her yet. Kinda trying to figure out how to break that particular news.
Well, I mean, it presumably means she's off the hook, right?
I guess.
Maybe she still feels empty?
You want to go ahead and make me a roll there?
Tokens. Yeah, what kind of roll would you like me to make?
Make me
a... Is it wits composure?
No, it is a composure empathy. Or a composure subterfuge, up to you.
We'll say composure subterfuge because I actually have subterfuge. Okay.
All
I gotta get that back. Let's see, so it's 5d10. Oh, no. That's one success, and then I got a 10. Two successes.
Okay. Well, I think her problems are more emotional and mental than the realistic problem of having a snake lady who looks like you.
What do you mean?
I mean, she's not a person.
Well, she's every bit as much of a person as, you know, you are or I am now. I mean, she doesn't even have the other half to worry about. What happens when a person dies? Does their fetch die too?
No. But
yeah, they wouldn't be trying to kill their fetch otherwise.
Still, it. You don't think that might be awkward? Coming to grips with the fact that you're not real?
No, I suppose it would be really awkward, actually. I never thought about it before. But do we have any leads on why my fetch might be missing? Would the Fae kidnap them? Does that happen?
There's not really any reason to kidnap a fetch. They can just make them.
Can they destroy them as well?
I assume. Usually, when fetches go missing, it's because their original murdered them.
No, I definitely did nothing of the sort. Absolutely not. And, you know, that's the truth.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll call Doc Randall up. Hey, so do you remember that other thing that you might have told me that didn't come from you?
Yes.
Well, you didn't hear this from me, but it seems a little strange that Mr. Swain's mansion has been reinforced in some very, very interesting places that might be used for holding a great deal of weight or containing a large amount of something that I can neither confirm nor deny is not legal to possess, shall we say.
Okay.
And given the sudden introduction of a hunt for people who are stealing people for the Fae, maybe you might want to look into this? And maybe I'm asking if I can join your court and help you out in this endeavor, and I don't know how that works.
Well, you're certainly welcome to join the Autumn Court. We are open to anyone who's interested. If you intend to do so while looking into this matter, I would like to keep your membership off the books for a little while, shall we say.
Okay.
So, in case someone suspects you, it doesn't reflect on us.
Right. Yeah, that's fine. Who can I look to for support in this, then? Am I on my own here? Is there any reasonable... Like, is there any reason to suspect that, you know, Swain is actually kidnapping people?
Well, there's, of course, the vast amounts of mysterious wealth he conjures from nowhere.
Maybe that's just what he does, you know? He's like, I can create gold, or something like that.
Why would he keep it a secret?
Because he doesn't want everybody walking up to him saying, hey, I need 20 bucks.
I suppose, but there's also just the shady presence he casts, the debonair way he feels about the rules, and of course the persistent rumors about him engaging in the slave trade.
Are there any other rumors about people engaging in the slave trade? Like, that might make him into a red herring?
No. You can make me another roll if you want, of the same.
Two successes, or 10. Three successes.
Okay. There is definitely a hesitation and a tone in her voice that says it. What she just told you is not entirely accurate.
You sound a little nervous, Miss Watson.
Yes, well, caught, I suppose. There are people who say that I have engaged in slavery.
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, you have a bunch of weird trapdoors all over your castle. It makes sense that people would be suspicious.
And a castle.
You also have a castle inside the hedge. That's where you spend most of your time.
Yes.
So, unless you actually do something to answer said allegations, and I assume as the Queen of Autumn you have done exactly that, you know, what are you going to do?
I also frequent the market. Of course, on perfectly mundane business, but obviously it's not true. Obviously, I'm the one who asked you to look into the matter in the first place.
Right. But, I mean, you know, this, you know, this could be some way to throw people off the scent. So, I think that it's a little bit weirder that, you know, Arthur Swain is throwing a slavery-themed party, which I thought was a little bit in, you know, it's kind of in poor taste.
Well, you can't buy class.
Yeah. Well, the other problem is, I mean, even if I, you know, let's play the chess game here for a second. Even if I were to somehow do some sort of investigation and it turns out, oh, you're a slave trader and everything is terrible, yada, 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 what am I actually going to do to convince people? I mean, you're the Queen of Autumn. You have a lot more influence and power and clout over anything that I could do.
Well, presumably you find some evidence.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't have any evidence right now other than, you know, you're giving me, like, some sort of testimony on your own that, oh yeah, people are thinking that I'm the one involved in the slave trade. And it's like, well, that's wonderful, but I mean, you know, if I'm actually going to join the Autumn Court, presumably if you did that, I would want to, wouldn't I be bound to help you anyway because I'm a member of your court?
Yeah, the point of the investigation is that you turn up some evidence. You find evidence, and then we use it. That's why I want you to investigate.
Right, but I mean, you know, now you're telling me to investigate you as well, because, you know, there are rumors
you
that
you asked me if anyone else, there were rumors about anyone else. I told
you. Yeah.
I didn't
and
say you
true,
investigate
right?
me. No. I don't need someone to investigate me, because I know it isn't true.
Well, there you go. Anyway, I'm going to look into Mr. Swain's dealings. If it turns out that he's on the level, whatever, you know, everything's fine. We'll have to figure it out. I know where to start, too. I'm probably going to do it at this party. I just wanted to let you know that if you see anything weird happening, you know, don't throw me under the bus, please.
I'm not invited.
Why aren't you invited? Aren't you the Queen of Autumn?
Yes, yes, I am.
Well, that's also in really poor taste. What is this guy doing, shilling for the spring people?
He is spring court, but yes.
Jesus.
I believe I am the only prominent figure in our community not invited.
Huh. Well, that's weird.
Not really. I just assume it's a personal slight.
I'm sorry.
Well, time to go say fuck your baby.
I was gonna say
for a million years.
For a kid, you're pretty mature about this whole thing.
I've been a kid for a long time. You got used to
it. Oh yeah. Sorry about that. I forgot. Well, I gotta call Doc Randall because this is really getting on my nerves. Like literally, it's quite close to my spine, and I'm kind of concerned.
Okay.
So, thanks a lot. I'll keep you updated with whatever I find.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah. See you later, Miss Watson.
Goodbye.
Once she hangs up, the first thing I do is call Doc Randall. Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit.
Dr. Randall's office.
Dr. Randall, it's Eddie Hayes.
Okay.
Woke up this morning on a park bench with a pain in my neck from what seems to be a bite from a frogman with a tongue. The tongue was the one that did the biting. I'm sorry, I should have been clearer about that. Something, something, went to the Goblin Market last night. Something, something, second story market. Something, something, bit
she
my neck several times.
She sells seashells by the seashore. Yeah, I got it.
Got it. Okay, great.
So, woke up this morning, pain in my neck, got shrunk down last night, kind of concerned. What do I do?
Have you tried iodine?
Is iodine like something that works against magical shit? Is this a magical wound, or is it really just because I got bit in the neck a bunch of times?
Don't mean you got bit by a snake and then slept on a bench. Did you wash it? Did you do anything?
No, I kind of threw out all of my things because I was worried about the King of Cats spying on me.
You also haven't been home yet.
I also haven't been home.
I do have antipsychotics, if that's what you're in the market for.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I didn't get bit by a snake. I got bit by a frog who had a snake-like tongue. And the tongue was what bit me.
So you got bit by a snake. Like, the only other way to say it is you got bit by a frog, which is not an emergency situation.
It wasn't like a magical bite or something like that.
I don't know. Was it a magical snake tongue?
I told you. I got bitten in the goblin market by a person who looks like a frog that has a tongue that is very similar to a snake. And the tongue shrunk me down, and we went into the second story market, which I didn't even know existed before last night.
Well, yeah, what were you trying to buy?
Kind of wanted to know if there was something that would let me see through walls.
You went upstairs for that?
I'm a very gullible man when I don't know anything about the world of magic, dude.
Yeah, true story. Anything that they sell that's so bad that they can't sell it in the actual market? Yeah, you probably don't want to mess with that shit.
Doesn't really sound very bad to be able to see through walls.
No, so you shouldn't have gone upstairs.
I should have used common sense. Well, you know what? It's alright, I used a little gunboat diplomacy and got away with nothing more than a snake bite. But the point is, the bite happened and...
Wait, I thought you got bit by a frog.
So iodine.
I mean, you can come in if you want.
I'm just worried that, I don't know, is this worth coming in for?
Your money. How much do you like being alive?
Alright, how much do you charge?
Well, it's going to be 75 for the visit. We'll see for whatever medications I end up putting you on.
Alright, I'll see what I can do. I don't even know where you live. Where's your office? Do you operate out of an office, or do I go to some house somewhere?
Yeah, office in Augusta. It's on 3451 Blightwood Avenue. And it is suite AA1.
Okay. Alright, I'll try to make it by at some point today if I can get into Augusta. Until then, I'm going to try and keep the thing, you know, washed and clean as much as I can. Thanks a lot. Let's see what I can do. Alright, so I'm going to hang up on him. I'm going to head back to my apartment.
Okay.
Lay on your dry floor.
No, I'm not going to head back to my apartment.
Because you cleaned the place out?
I did. I'm going to head to a pawn shop and see if I can pick up a shitty guitar.
But what about the king of guitars?
A guitar.
Sitting on the stoop outside the pawn shop is a black cat with bright orange eyes that seems to be staring at you.
I'm on to you. I'm fucking on to you.
So it begins.
Are you just gonna have random cats appear all the time now?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna just, like, kind of shoo it away and just be like, go, go!
And then the moment you start thinking, you know, maybe the cats aren't up to something, you get murdered by the king of all cats.
Yep. It growls at you, but runs away.
God, I used to like cats before this. Fuck me.
Hey, cats are great.
Alright, I'm gonna use whatever pocket money I have to pick up a cheap guitar. And then, I'm going to use that ability that I gave up my ability to learn Esperanto for in order to enthrall people into giving me enough money to get to Augusta.
Okay, you just looking for bus fare?
No, I'm looking for enough money to, I'm looking for enough money to pay Dr. Randall as well.
Okay.
I suppose probably get glamour while you're at it if you're not full.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roll me your, probably your presence, what is it, perform?
Presence
expression. Yeah.
Yeah, and I get an extra 2 dots of expression because of that, I believe.
I assume so. I said something to you at the time, and I hope you wrote it down.
Yeah, I did.
And burned it alive in your heart.
You had a special key in guitar. I don't remember if you got a...
Yeah, I bought the ability to play the guitar.
So, okay. So it's 2 dots with a specialty in guitar. So that's extra 3 dice.
Well, it's 1 dot with a specialty in guitar, so it's still the extra 3 dice, though.
Okay.
But anyway, so that's presence, 3, and then expression is 1, and then 3, so that's 7 total?
Yes.
I'm doing that correctly, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Three successes.
Okay, you get more than enough money. You have money to take a taxi into Augusta.
I'm going to save my cash, because I might want to get some food while I'm there.
And you can also recover 3 glamour.
Fall in.
Okay.
Which is good, because I only have 1 willpower, so... And, so I'm going to get myself into Augusta, and, I also might want to spare the pocket change in case he does put me on some sort of medication. I'm going to go into, the bus station bathroom and, like, wash up my neck and stuff.
Nothing cleaner
than
a bus station bathroom.
Did you just fall off the chair?
I might have.
You're dumb.
It's okay, Nick. I'm only half a glass of wine in the tank.
Well, okay. Nick likes to ooze.
Okay. Ava.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any particular day plans for today?
Unless I have work, other than that, I would be getting ready for the party.
The one that's tomorrow?
I thought I met Gwen this afternoon. On Friday afternoon.
No, it was Thursday afternoon when they were at the market. This is the morning of Friday, the 26th.
Okay, because my understanding was they went to the market at night, which is why Clarissa and Will wasn't able to go.
Yes.
So it is now Friday
yes,
morning.
Yes, you are correct.
And then I was told...
Oh, yeah.
It was...
Yes, you're right.
I'm confused now.
Me too, but I'm going to go with you're right. You had your
okay,
because
my understanding was the meeting with the Supreme Court people was on Friday afternoon. The party is on Saturday. Right? So...
I'm going to go with yes. It's Saturday.
Okay.
I'm going to take your word on this one. You probably paid more attention than I did.
Yeah, I think it was Friday.
Well, sometimes things happen.
Okay. So yes, work and then getting ready for a party and stuff.
Okay. So it's apparently Friday morning when Will gets out of work.
Yes.
And I assume goes home and crashes for a while.
Yep.
I'm probably also sleeping then.
Yes. But you do wake up at some point.
Yeah, I would probably go shopping for stuff to wear.
Okay.
I perhaps I'll even pick up something for Will.
Oh boy.
I'm assuming he can't shop for himself.
Why do you assume that?
Oh. You buy chairs that make you miss work.
Really she got rested. You there, man. She's got you there.
I was really rested, though.
Felt great, but I mean, you know.
Okay.
You know what? I no longer have a schedule, so there. I can sleep on that chair whenever I fucking want.
And he's
but
got
my
you
cat's
there.
Sleeping on that chair.
It's the cat. If the cat sleeps on the chair,
if the cat sleeps on the chair, it's never getting up.
Nope. Let's be very I think it's hungry. It will.
Oh, yes, that might be the one instance.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Damn.
Okay. So Eddie, you get to a bus station. You make your way into Augusta and find the address you were given. It is a basement location, possibly a sub-basement location that comes in stairs off the street. It's a big heavy metal door with graffiti on it, and then a shitty intercom that was made slightly after the invention of the radio.
Yep. Yep. This is my life now, I guess. So I'm going to head over to Doc Randall's, what I presume to be Doc Randall's office, and knock on the door. I guess I could do that. Jesus, I don't know why I'm making this so difficult.
Neither do any of us.
Okay, you knock on the door. A few moments later, a raspy voice comes from inside. Really? There's an intercom. Right next to the door. You don't think maybe hit the button?
I did not hear you say that. Oh my god. I don't even know what I'm thinking anymore. Wow.
We're good at this, ladies and gents.
I think he's just afraid of the king of intercoms listening in.
Yeah. I hit the button on the intercom. So it's a secure line then.
It just comes inside my belt.
I have money. You have yours. Come see me.
There's a heavy thunk of the lock turning, and the diminutive patchwork crisscrossed with scars, Doc Randall looks up at you from his hunched position.
Hi, let's take a look at
this,
please.
Come on.
Yep, come on. Let's go. Okay. Do you want payment up front? Got money.
I won't say no.
Flash him the bills.
He takes you inside to a room with a couple cots on it. There is basically a high school biology skeleton strung up in one corner. And looks like
antiquated?
Antiquated, thank you. That's the word I wanted to say.
Nope, antiquated.
Posters of, like, anatomical terms, but it's not particularly relevant. Like, it's the diagram of the tongue with all the taste centers on it. Then there's a food pyramid. Then there's one about the balance of the humors.
Okay, wow.
Okay, one yeah, of
now, now, we're getting, now we're getting old school.
And he helps you up on a cot with filthy sheets on it, and next to it is a rolling shelf with a shitty wheel. It's got, like, a bone saw, syringes of all sizes, scalpels, and maybe one of them is an X-Acto knife.
Are they clean? Tell me they're clean.
Yeah, he wiped them down. He's just got a handkerchief in his pocket.
I cleaned them with my napkin.
Yeah, exactly. And he just rubs them down. Not really to sterilize them, just to get his fingerprints off of them.
Every so often he uses a wet nap from the chicken place.
Fuck me. All right, bend your head down.
Yep. There you go.
Starts. He puts on a latex glove, but it was just balled up on a table, so. And he starts poking at your wound.
Alright, that hurts.
Yeah, a little wriggle in there. Yeah, that's hot. I think that's pus coming out.
Great, awesome, wonderful.
Alright, this is gonna burn like a motherfucker.
You're gonna pour iodine on her, aren't you?
Well, step one.
Great. Fuck me.
That's not part of it.
He pours iodine on your wound. It starts to foam up.
Oh. Duh, you know, it only hurts for a couple of seconds.
And then you pass out.
Wipes it down with a ShamWow.
This is getting better and better.
It's not a Swifter duster refill.
Not even. Yeah, I was gonna say it's not like a Swiffer floor refiller.
No, he got
refiller.
It from the garbage. It was all covered in dust.
Then licks a rat and sticks it to your wound. Oh, he's got some band-aids. All right, you want Avengers or My Little Pony?
All right, no. So what you're telling me here is I don't have anything to worry about.
Well, I'm going to give you some antibiotics, too.
Okay. Do you have Band-Aid? I like Band-Aid.
But those what, are brand-name?
No. Like, you know how they say tissues are Kleenexes, that kind of shit.
Do they have to
What are you even complaining to me about Band-Aids when you've got Avengers Band-Aids going on?
Yeah, I'm trying to give you... Fine. Do you want... Avengers or My Little Pony adhesive medical strip?
I was hoping that you had something other than cartoon characters, but I'll take the Avengers, thanks.
Okay. Hawkeye or Black Widow?
Hawkeye.
Really? Okay. He slaps a big patch of adhesive medical strip with Hawkeye on it.
On I'm the glad back. We have to specify it's an adhesive medical strip now. Oh, sorry, wait, we said it wrong. He puts on an adhesive medical strip.
An Avengers licensed adhesive medical strip.
Adhesive medical strip.
Okay. He gets you it's a prescription bottle, but the prescription label has been half torn off and the rest of it has been filled in with black marker.
That's not at all shady.
He puts it on the counter in front of you. $30. That's some penicillin. That'll cure everything from dick rot to there's nothing worse than that. You'll be fine.
I don't have to worry about dick rot, thanks. I'm worried about the snake bite.
Are you sure you don't have, you know, syphilis?
It'll cure syphilis? Can you get syphilis from a snake bite? I guess you can.
Oh, maybe if the snake
has
syphilis.
You can get it from sex with Benjamin Franklin, so I don't see why you can't get it from a snake bite.
All right.
I don't think you'd get it if you had sex with him now.
Just take one of those in the morning and one of those right before bed.
For how long?
Right. Thanks. How long? Do I have to come back to you for a refill or anything like that?
Oh. If it's burning and foaming, or if you start having, like, snake tongue or something, come back.
I have enough problems with snakes, thank you. I'm going to pay him and then just, you know, wish him well and be on my way out.
Always a pleasure.
Thank
I think
you.
Us newbies are
Appreciate
just
it.
Keeping him in business.
I feel like, yeah, we're this is we're, I'm putting his kids through college or something.
Putting his kids through also fake medical school.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the afternoon. Have you folks awoken? And by you folks, I mean Will and Clarissa.
Yeah, I probably would have woken up and, you know, gone shopping for clothing.
Okay.
Because you can never have too many clothes.
I'm not sure that's entirely true.
No,
I'm sure you're gonna have too many clothes.
Probably.
That's not what Clarissa thinks. You can never have too many.
I mean, it's okay that you believe that.
Okay. So most party time. Hixton pulls up in front of the apartment and just lays on the horn.
I'm gonna trudge out. Basically looking like a hobo. So,
well,
normal.
Yeah, you threw away all your clothes too, right?
Most of them, yeah, except for my beloved coat.
Yeah, the
probably,
king of all.
Probably
king of casual menswear might, you know.
Yes. And you had to evade the king of hygiene, so. No toothpaste, no razor.
Unfortunately, the king of being a slave is still around.
Yeah, gotta figure that guy out.
I will probably be wearing something tight and leather.
Jesus Christ.
Perhaps with a whip.
Really? Where's your slave?
I could start whipping you, and then you'd be my slave.
Just keep everyone's eyes on
I believe it's called being a sir, thank you very much.
What are you dressed in?
Just ratty clothes. We have them.
We do. I do.
I got some fake plastic, like chains from the Halloween stuff that I'm sure has been set up for 2 months.
Yeah, the Halloween store.
Yeah.
Where do you go for a Halloween store in January?
Yes!
You should all watch BoJack Horseman, because it's great.
It is great.
Anyway. Hixton is dressed like Colonel Sanders. He just got an all-white suit, and he brought a pitcher of mint juleps, but that's unrelated to anything.
What is mint juleps?
It's a very old-fashioned southern drink.
Yes, it is.
Gotcha.
Think of it kind of like a mojito with whiskey.
So better than a mojito.
For interesting values, it's better, I guess.
Somebody get God a mojito!
Alright, everybody in the back, let's get going.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, it's that accent again that you're off again, on again accent.
It comes and goes.
Man, that sounds terrible.
Theoretically Australian. Alright, come on, let's do this.
Okay.
So we're aware of the plan, right?
What is the plan?
The plan is you don't do anything but make everybody look at you, because that's all you have to do.
Do you think people are going to look at me?
Sure.
For the sake of our viewers, I hope not.
I don't see why they wouldn't look at you. I mean, be interesting. Try this now.
Try what now?
Being interesting.
I don't know.
I don't know, you ever seen a glowing dominatrix? I'd say just the fact that we have a glowing dominatrix on our side is pretty good.
Okay.
You don't normally, that's not something you see every day.
Okay. Ava, how are you dressing up Kyle?
I'm going to be the most fabulous slave ever.
Okay.
Sparkles!
This slave has diamonds.
I'm thinking along the lines of, like, slave Leia with more chains and fabulous, messy ponytail and stilettos. Also,
chains are made of gold.
Yeah. For whatever reason, I'm thinking, like, you. It sounds like you're an incredibly expensive harem girl or something.
Yes. As for Kyle, I'm not too sure. I would like to dress him as my slave in some way, just not sure.
Dress him as Jabba the Hutt.
No. I would like my servant to be, like, classy at least.
Jabba the Hutt is a classic. Star Wars
a fine southern gentleman, then.
No, dress him as an Arabian prince.
Eh.
Court controversy. Put him in blackface.
That's and daring.
Stone.
Man.
That guy is stone.
Might like give him like matching gold cuffs or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Just he's in his suit. But he has gold cuffs.
And when we exit the car, I'm going to hand him the other end of my chain. Okay. My desk attached to my choker.
Okay, the rest of you on the way to the party. You pull up to the building that some of you have surveilled and poured over blueprints of. It's a moderate-sized townhouse. It's not particularly elaborate. You can see that there is a garage level at the bottom. And there's a set of staircase that goes up to a small balcony at the front door at the second level, and there's at least one more level above that. You pull up to the place on the street, and there is a mid-20-something man in a tuxedo waiting to valet your car. He approaches when Hickston pulls up. You can see on his face as he is judging your car. Hickston turns back to you as he is walking over and says, "All right, so how about I hold on to the keys and drive Ganway?"
Really?
Yeah, listen, he's altered the deal. Pray he doesn't alter it again.
Eddie, you take the rug.
The what?
Right, the rug to another dimension. Here you go.
Well, we know this can't be Dave playing because he knew Eddie's name.
That's true. Oscar, take the rug.
I wonder if Dave's going to listen to this.
Rolled up rug.
What the fuck is this thing?
Oh, it's a door. Just load all the gold in there.
Goblin Market.
Goblin Market.
All right. I'm going to shove it underneath my coat, which is convenient because it reaches about down to my knees.
I just think it'd be funny. No, Sears!
Just valet, roll it out. That's it. That's easy.
It's got a door on it. I think you just turn the handle.
Okay, great. See what I can do.
All right, get on my car.
Yeah.
He walks you out. The valet is kind of waiting there expectantly. And then Hickston peels off.
It's a slave-themed party. He's my driving slave.
Okay,
pull
sir.
Pull out a flask and take a swig.
And for good measure, take a few more.
Let's see what we got.
In fact, just don't stop drinking.
Well, right up those steps to the front door, please.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Do we tip you? Do you take tips?
Well, normally, but I also normally valet the cars.
But I mean, you know, like,
I will pull some money out of my cleavage and give it to him.
He takes it and looks at it and looks at you a little too long.
Okay.
There we go. You're doing it already.
Yeah, it works. That was easy, huh?
Kyle pulls up to the valet as these guys are chatting with him. As instructed, he sighs, dutifully gets out, opens your door for you, and then takes your chain and yanks you out of the car.
Well,
Hello, hello, everyone.
Oh, hello.
You make a cute group.
Is that heavy?
Really? Do you think I'm cute?
Well, your mistress and all, and two of you.
I didn't dress up.
Well, you look ratty enough to be a slave.
Thank you.
Oh, no, I was talking to Eddie.
Okay.
But seriously, is that heavy?
It's not a real chain.
Oh, okay. No, I meant the rest of it, like...
I mean, fair, kinda... fine.
Okay!
Kyle tosses the keys to the valet. And somehow walks behind you. Holding your chain.
Yes, I will head to the party.
Okay. You walk upstairs and there is a tall, slender man with a face that is way too long and gray. And he sort of reaches out to you with very spindly fingers that are several inches too long.
Reaching out for to do what, like shake? Or?
He just reaches out his hand and says, "Hello, welcome. Invitations, please."
We have those, right?
I will take the invitation out from my cleavage and hand it to him.
He looks at it distastefully. Takes Eddie's, looks at it distastefully. The crumpled, dirty thing.
Let's just
Kyle,
say I'm acting
of course, part. Has it in his suit pocket and produces it.
I'm sorry, I don't have any pockets in this thing.
It's not that crumbled and dirty.
I'll take mine. Mine.
You only used it as a tissue three times.
I mean, I slept on top of it, and that's like it, you know?
Thank you. Welcome. He opens the door for you and ushers you inside.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
There is Bach playing on a stereo system that probably costs more than a year in rent for most of you guys.
Seriously?
Probably more than like 10-year rent for us, where we're living.
Yeah. Ooh.
It immediately opens out into sort of an open area where people have congregated chatting. One corner of it is, there's like several lounges set up to sit and talk. It is exactly set up where there would be a TV, except he doesn't have one there.
Oh, he doesn't? Does he have a hutch there with it closed, though?
Yeah. Because no one must know he has a TV.
Oh, it's like my hotel room.
Yes.
Are you talking about your hotel room that had a baby grand?
Yes. Oh, right, the one when you were at when you stayed over.
Yeah. That was... Those were some pictures.
A baby grand, but who needs a bed?
Yep.
Or an alarm clock.
That's impractical.
Okay.
Wasn't meant to be a bed, though.
Just to the far right corner is a set of stairs going up. You can see at the top of this staircase, it just sort of spirals around. You can see at the top is a big, looks like a heavy oak door, and there is some sort of security panel next to it with a hand pad on it. Right beside the door is a sort of an inconspicuous door that you know, some of you know from looking at the blueprints, goes down to the garage area. Far to the left is a dining room and kitchen area.
Right.
Arthur smiles, parts through the crowds that include people you recognize, like Comstock and Sandra, the Lord Marshal. And then several other people that you haven't been formally introduced to. You just met at the gathering a couple nights ago. Arthur smiles, hugs Ava. Welcome, I'm so glad you could make it.
Fabulous.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah. He goes around shaking people's hands after that. Help yourselves. We've got a little bit of staff on hand to serve hors d'oeuvres or get you drinks, whatever you might desire. We'll have dinner coming out in about an hour. If you need anything before that, please let me know.
Yeah. You don't have any cats, do you?
No, no cats.
Oh, good, good. I'm allergic, let's say.
Oh, yep, no pets of any kind.
All right, wonderful. Awesome, thanks.
Okay. Yes, this is a rather nice place.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Actually, might I ask, what business are you in?
Oh, I'm a commodities broker.
Commodities like...
Yeah, like gold and
paper?
Oil and stuff, and helium. Did you get in the helium
boom? This when you first met him.
I don't think I've ever met him.
No. Yes, you did.
You were
he picked you up. Yeah.
From the hospital.
And then you had a conversation.
You covered it at the party.
I don't think, yeah. Wow, what's your... It was like, wow, what do you do for a living?
Yes. Gold, helium, pork, oranges, all of that trading places stuff.
Ah, yes. Oh, that's right. I talked about the orange juice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably some damn fine orange juice.
You know, I figured if Eddie Murphy can do it, so can I.
Yep.
All right. So I guess we're just going to mingle, right? It's okay. Yeah. Are there any events planned for the night?
Just dinner, aside from that. Hoping to get some dancing going at some point. Drinking, chatting, having a good time. Although, maybe we should have a slave market. That'd be fun.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, where we like buy the other guests? Oh, that'd be adorable.
Yes, that's a good idea. Thank you.
All right, I'm gonna start siling off, and everything is A-okay here. Then I'm gonna go get some hors d'oeuvres.
Okay.
Because I haven't had a decent meal today.
There are young men in tuxedos and black cocktail dresses. You see,
young men in cocktail dresses. Nice.
Yeah. I'm going with it.
I like it.
Are they at least drag queens, or?
I get the feeling that's what this
are
is going
for. Hot?
Or just men in cocktail dresses.
I'm down with the androgyne, yo.
Use your mind's eye. They can be whatever you want.
Kind of reminds me of Shopboys at Muse. Not Shopboys at Muse, Shopboys at Mirror Bar. Got the little underoos on, the anchors on the butt.
No idea what you're talking about.
Oh, Kevin does.
Okay.
Oh, I know what Shopboys are.
You know what Shopboys are? You've never seen them with the briefs with the anchors on them? No?
No, they usually wear their own.
Oh, well, some... I
told to
just
show
remember,
up in underwear.
I just remember a dude with a...
I know some of them.
Oh, I just remember, you know, like, one dude showed up in a sailor hat, and I thought it was really classy that he had, like, an anchor on his butt.
Ah, okay.
I never thought anchors on butts was classy.
It is. I just want to know where he got it.
The store.
That's usually where they sell things.
Yeah,
usually.
As it turns out.
Or he could have got it online.
Okay.
Like the online store.
Right. But anyway, I'm going to mingle around. I'm going to go looking for Comstock.
Okay. He's pretty easy to find. He has giant antlers. Although, not as giant as they used to be, you think.
Well, it's
yeah,
cold
maybe he's
in
shedding.
The winter.
Yeah, it's cold in the winter.
He is kind of huddled uncomfortably in one corner talking to Sandra. He has made the smallest effort to dress up ever.
What is he dressed as?
No, he's naked. That's what he's talking about.
He's got like a plastic Halloween chain that's just hanging at his side.
Like it's draped on one of his antlers.
Yeah.
Hey, Comstock.
Yes?
I
I wanted to apologize for getting in your face the other day.
Well, thanks. Takes a big man to admit he's wrong.
Yeah, I, you know, emotions were running really high there, and honestly, I, you know, maybe I don't believe as much in the methods as you do, but I wanted to, you know, let you know we're all on the same side here, so.
Well, good.
So I'm sorry, and you know, you're the autumn. I mean, not you're the summer king for a reason. So,
well, if you don't think so, you're welcome to try for the position next year.
It's not my thing.
I think I'm kind of more into the Miss Watson's court. Speaking of which, is she here tonight?
You know she's not invited.
I know that she's not invited.
Okay,
I haven't seen her.
Apparently, she wasn't invited.
Yeah. From what I hear, her and Arthur don't get along that well.
What's that?
Kind of shrugs. I don't really follow the gossip too closely.
Oh. Huh. Hey, is it true what they say about Sierra? I mean, I've been considering joining the Autumn Court, and I don't know, just...
You're going to have to be more specific.
Some people are saying that maybe... I mean, okay, first off, I appreciate the class that Arthur has for throwing a slave-themed party. That's pretty slick. But apparently there's rumors that, you know, she's the one who is trading in people. I mean, I really don't want to join the Autumn Court if that's the case.
He kind of narrows his eyes at you a little bit, lowers his voice. There's no proof that she's done that.
What does that mean?
It means exactly what I said. No one has been able to produce an ounce of proof to confirm or deny the persistent rumors that she has dealt in the trafficking of humans.
Well, who keeps making the rumors?
I don't know.
This isn't just something that, like, you know, it's on that radio show or something, right?
I've never heard it there.
What about Mr. Swain? I mean, I guess maybe this is like him kind of laughing in the face of whatever rumors are about him, but, you know, he mentioned that apparently there's some allegations.
Are you trying to stir something up?
I'm not trying to stir something up. It's just that you're basically the only person I've met so far who seems to be, well, very stubbornly on the side of justice. Also, you know, speak softly, carry a big axe, and kill people who traffic humans. I mean, that's basically what I've seen from you guys so far. And I'm worried. I'm not trying to stir anything up, I'm just looking for answers.
Well, I don't really have anything for you.
Well, that's great.
If I had some proof about anyone, trust me, the Lord Marshal here would become involved. You've seen that.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, I have. Thanks for that, by the way. I never really did get a chance to properly thank you for basically saving my life.
Yeah, no problem. It's part of the job.
Hopefully I can make it up to you with whatever I turn up. I just, you know, wanted to come over and let you know that I'm looking into it, and I'm not hoping to stir anything up tonight, but if anything does come up, I mean, you guys are going to be some of the first people I let know. Just still a little nervous about joining the Autumn Court with all the rumors around there, so I don't know. But thanks for letting me know that I guess apparently there's no proof. Has anybody ever tried to challenge Sierra for the leadership of the Autumn Court?
Well, no one that I can remember. She's been in charge since before my time.
How long have you been the Summer King?
In the past 6 years, but I meant since before I came out of the hedge. I arrived 11 years ago. She was the uncontested Autumn Queen then.
I don't think I know very many Autumn Court members. I mean, there's people that she keeps in the hedge with her, you know, in her little fortress of solitude, and then there's her, but I haven't really met any Autumn Court members.
There's Ash, the keeper of doors. But no, she's not. Not that popular around here.
Hmm. Well, okay. Well, I hope you have fun and enjoy the party. I mean, Halo's going to be dancing. You know, if you really don't like the Swain guy, you could always point up at his antlers and be like, maybe do a little breakdancing. Hey! Right?
I don't have anything against Swain.
Okay. That's good. I'll enjoy your day. What's Sandra dressed as? Is she like the master this time around?
She has literally no costume. She is just wearing her street clothes.
With her giant axe.
Like, carrying the giant axe?
Yeah. Only because she has an excuse.
She really likes the axe.
So yeah, I'm an axe slave. Enslaved to my love for this axe.
This is how she keeps her slaves in line. With the threat of the axe.
Yeah.
I'm liking it. It's an enforcer kind of thing. It works for her.
Yeah,
makes her very terrifying.
Is Ash at the party?
She is pretty terrifying.
Yeah, is Ash at the party?
No. You haven't seen him.
Huh. Strange. So none of the Autumn Court are invited.
Huh. You do see Gwen makes a grand entrance. She is definitely a master. And she is guiding a significantly younger, like college-aged man, in on a leash. He's not familiar to any of you, although, Ava, you know well that her having a rotation of men is not uncommon.
Huh.
I guess I'm just going to mingle and introduce myself to people that I don't really know.
Okay. Is there anyone in particular you want to talk to, or are you just making pleasantries with people?
Probably mostly making pleasantries.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess say hello to Gwen's new boy toy, and say hello to her, and...
His name is something. People. No one cares.
Boy toy number 17 million.
She smiles, says hello to you. While you're talking, she sort of gives you a not particularly sly wink.
I wink back.
Then she goes about drinking. And,
hell yeah.
Oh, she offers you some ecstasy.
Oh. Sure.
Okay. And Molly, and drugs no one's ever heard of.
I think I'll only have a little.
Okay.
I want to enjoy the rest of the party, too.
Just enough to get a nice little buzz, rather.
Okay, so you eat, drink, and mingle. There's no one bursts down the door in an actual slave outfit yelling, please help me.
What is Arthur drinking? Like, is he getting, like, trashed, or is he just kind of watching over everything?
He is drinking. I mean, you don't ever see him without a glass of, you know, wine or champagne in his hand. He's not going through them particularly quickly. He doesn't seem like he's drunk or anything. And he's going around mingling, making small talk, making sure everybody's got everything they need.
So generally just being a good host?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That bastard.
How dare he be a good host?
We need to bring this man down.
No, we don't.
I'm sorry, did you not hear the words good and host?
I did.
Oh.
Kinda wish I knew more. Huh. So... I have an idea.
Oh, do you know?
Well, maybe we could play a game. I'll get back to you on this while I think it through.
Okay.
I'm not drinking anything tonight. I'm sticking to soda.
Or punch.
But quote unquote probably, punch. But someone's probably, yeah, spiked.
Spiked it. And by someone, I mean Gwen.
Okay. You eat, drink, and make merry. Once everybody seems to arrive, and once everybody's got a pretty good buzz bow going, Arthur gets up and suggests that they have a slave auction so you can determine your companion for dinner. Decide seating arrangements. So anyone who wishes to can get up and sell themselves.
Huh. I probably will.
Of course, we'll donate the money to the Humane Society or something.
Oh no, the money's going to go to the cats, Tom.
Fuck that. What's the deal with that security panel, though? Gosh.
Well, since no one else seems to be making any moves, I'm going to start thinking about lightning.
Okay. Huh? Are you going to act in any way, or are you just going to think about lightning?
No, I have to think about it first.
Well, I guess
this
I will.
This is very important.
Important. I'll be one of the slaves auctioning themselves and posing for all my might.
Okay. Let me see. Let me check my NPC list for a minute. I've stuff to figure out. Well, I know Kyle will start bidding on you because he desperately does not want to sit next to anyone else.
I don't think Kyle likes, like, anyone.
He doesn't seem to, no.
You like Zava.
Yeah.
She doesn't count.
Several of the sort of more ogre, troll-like people, most of whom belong to the summer court, put in some bids on you. They've made no secret of their attraction to both pretty girls and shiny things. Oh. You were both. But now I gotta remember his name. You're killing me. Names.
Names? Can it just be character name?
Someone that you've met only in passing, named Anders, puts in the high bid at a little north of $1,000. You are the highest product by a lot, because when Anders steps in, he almost doubles the bid. You haven't spoken to him very much. He's kind of a short guy, but also very slight, nimbly built. He is dressed a little strangely. You get kind of a Count Dracula vibe off of him because he's got a big cape.
Careful of your neck!
There's a lot of neck biting going around.
Yeah, that happens from time to time.
He's a reasonable looking guy, very fair skin, tends to have a sort of gothy dress to him.
Yeah.
He does tend to dress in blacks.
what the hell, I'll go on the slave market.
Okay. Even though you're a slave owner.
Why the fuck not?
Yo, that's not gonna... Oh, fuck me, I don't have any money. I really don't want this to happen.
Only well, ask it to, you know, grab everyone's attention.
All right, it's time to take an opportunity. Are they all going to start gambling on her?
Yes. Although okay. Many people are way too uncomfortable, but a lot of the more repulsive ogres and trolls who don't care, who've never heard of Age of Consent, are all about this. All
right, it's time to... This is my opportunity.
Hey, I'm technically probably in, like, my 30s or some shit.
Yeah, she is older than she looks, but that doesn't matter. Let's be honest here. So I'm going to use this opportunity to slip out.
To where?
All right, so you said that there was that security panel with that doorway, and I know that it leads to the garage area.
I thought that was upstairs.
Yeah, the one with the security panel is a spiral staircase that goes upstairs that you presume leads to a bedroom. The down to the garage doesn't seem to have any security panel on it.
Okay. I'm going to head to the garage then.
Okay. I would like you to make me a dexterity stealth, please.
Okay. And I'm going to put my last willpower into this.
Yeah, you guys told me to distract them.
I'm taking advantage of it.
I need to think about lightning for half an hour.
All right, so that's six. Two successes.
Two successes. Okay. You slink down the door to the garage without much incident. Immediately, you see his black town car in there. However, the garage seems to be cut in half right where the stairs are. There is another door that has a heavy lock built into it.
How heavy is the lock?
I mean, it's a heavy duty door lock. There's no trip lasers or biometrics on it or anything. It's just it looks like a solidly built door lock.
All right. So I am going to give myself favored fate. And then I'm going to try and kick the door lock and like just bust it with my shoe.
Okay.
Let's get lucky.
Yeah, you can do we'll give you a couple options here. It's definitely going to be strength. I'm going to say you can use athletics or brawl. It's going to be -2 because of the sturdiness of the lock.
Okay. Strength, athletics is... I'm an idiot. I'm not going to use my glamour. I had a better idea. Wait, do I? No, I don't.
Uh-oh, he's rolling dice.
He is. I'd actually like to use larceny instead.
Okay.
To pick the lock open instead of break it.
Okay. Do you have any tools of any sort to do that?
I have when Hixton took my coat.
Well, you probably recovered something since.
Yeah, you did specifically go out and tell me that you were recovering this shit in your coat. So, yeah. Yes.
I have, like, lockpicks and things like that inside my coat.
That's fine. You're still going to take the minus two because of the quality of the lock, but you can go ahead and make me roll.
What's the roll?
Oh, it is Dex Larceny.
Okay. And then plus my favored fate for myself?
Yes.
All right. So that's seven die. One, two, three successes.
Three successes. You quietly snick open that lock, push it inside. You can see rows and rows of wine racks. Leaning up against one, you see one of the waitstaff in a tuxedo making out with another one of the waiters in a black cocktail dress. They seem completely oblivious to you, though.
That's all in this room?
No, across all the way at the end of the wine cellar, you see a little glowing security panel on a heavy metal vault, essentially. Doesn't look that large, just judging from what you know of basically the dimensions of the upstairs. It's probably more like a walk-in closet than anything.
What kind of security panel is it?
You creep by the two people making out, and it looks like it's got a security code on it. There's no biometrics, it's just got a four-digit code on there.
Fuck me.
I've been thinking about lightning for half an hour.
Just thinking about it.
I've been thinking about lightning for half an hour.
Okay. I'm going to inquire as to where the bathroom is.
Okay. One of the young men in the black cocktail dress points to a bathroom in one corner. It's.
I'm going to keep lightning in my mind, by the way.
Okay.
This is very important.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Lightning on the brain?
Oh, yes. Okay, I'm going to make my way over. Is there a lot of people currently around the bathroom, in the bathroom, using the bathroom?
Unless the auction's still going.
No, it's the tail end of the auction. Because, that takes a while. I mean, it's probably at least 10 minutes per person. So.
Okay.
Mostly elsewhere.
Okay. When there's really no one around, I am going to become the Primal Foundation and work my way into one of the outlets.
Okay. You go into the bathroom and become the Primal Foundation of electricity. Tell me more.
Well. I become a living manifestation of that element. So I'm a lightning dude now.
Oh, wow.
Because you said to use that last point in our contract thing, and I choose that. Actually fucking finishing my element contract.
Wait, doesn't the fifth thought cost two if you were to use it in the beginning? Unless
Yes. Do you have any
experience? Then you would have to adjust whatever experience you...
I can put XP towards it.
Huh. Yeah, I'll let you pay off half and use the XP for the rest.
Hold on, how much XP do I have? I think at this point I'm at 12?
It's new dots times 5, right?
Yeah, it would be 25.
Okay.
So 12 and a half, you blow the rest of your 12.
You can spend your 12 and your dot. And
I've got 16, actually.
Okay.
Ballin'!
You can spend 12 and a dot.
Okay, so I'm going to spend 12 and a dot to do that. Then. Okay. Forgot about that part. There we go. Boom!
Okay, make me a manipulation plus weird roll.
And now is when I realize I don't have my dice with me. Hold on, I'll be right back.
I'm gonna grab
a drink. We're only like an hour and a half into the game.
Why would you need your dice? It's not like we're playing some sort of game that uses dice, right?
No. Ba-ba-ba-da.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, you go for $400 by a big troll guy. He's big and brawny. He kind of looks like an ugly version of Groot, and then he's got like bark-like skin.
I'll wave at him and smile.
I'm going to put a willpower into doing this.
Okay.
Because I really want to be sure I do it.
How bad did you fail?
Hold on. Still rolling tens, apparently. Two successes. Good thing I used that willpower, actually. So, not at all. That's how badly I failed. The worst failure.
Okay. Blah, blah, blah. No physical characteristics, but triple your normal speed.
Cool.
And you want to work your way into an outlet.
I'm electricity.
Electricity.
It's for the scene, right? I'm trying to find where it lasts. Ba ba ba. Not helpful.
Fluff.
Lasts for one scene. Okay. You work your way into a power outlet. Where are you going?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I want to check out that, since I have looked at the schematics, that one room that was the really interesting one.
The one with the heavy reinforcement?
Yeah.
Okay.
Search for any outlets around there.
Well, he definitely has outlets up there.
He probably has lights up there, too.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, yeah, I can just go into a light bulb and peek out.
Yeah. You work your way through his electrical system, peek out through a light bulb upstairs. You can see a bedroom. He's got, you know, wardrobe. He's got a computer in here, another television, not that he'd ever admit it.
It's in a hutch, right?
Yeah. He's got a little safe in the corner. He's got a door off to a bathroom. Door's left open. You can see a variety of hair care and hygiene products in there. Most interesting, there's no bed. There's something that is bed-sized and roughly bed-shaped, but it is basically a frame that size and shape, and it is filled with gold bars, coins, and jewelry.
Is he like a dragon?
Does he sleep on...
He sleeps on a pile of money.
He's a fucking dragon.
Well, I believe that's the fairest type that he is.
He does look like a dragon.
Yup.
He sleeps on a pile of money. Okay.
Okay, well that's interesting. Not compromising, but interesting. Huh. I never knew that about him.
Well, now you know.
Yes, now I know.
I know what his deal is. Maybe he just likes gold.
So is there anything else interesting in the bedroom?
Besides a cold bed?
Yeah, that doesn't even seem comfortable.
Not particularly. He doesn't. He has a lot of clothes.
Huh. Okay.
He's like me. There's no such thing as too many clothes.
Yeah.
Let's then see if we can't head on over to that. What was that place down like in the garage with the security panel? It's probably just a garage, but...
Oh, she's got some little vault cellar, in there. Yeah.
He's got a vault in the wine cellar.
Oh, yeah, a vault. Let's look at a vault. It's probably just full of money, isn't it?
Yeah, it's where he switches out the money so he doesn't get acne.
Yes. Yeah. This is where he launders his gold.
Yep.
I assume you probably see me, like, crouching in a corner in the dark in the wine cellar trying to think of what the passcode could be.
While yes. There's a couple of dudes making out.
Well, I'm hiding from them. Like, they're on the other side of the racks. Like, I'm just kind of sitting there thinking.
You easily get to the vault, or to the basement. Make me... Fuck, an intelligence and craft electronics check, I guess.
This is a thing that you can do.
I'm sorry. Name my two highest stats, why don't you?
You can still roll no successes.
It's
this is you Mark rolling.
And it very nearly happened. One success.
Jeez. Okay. You keep,
seven fucking dice.
Rerouting yourself, trying to get inside the vault, or at least to the keypad, and you can't. You start to figure out that it's on some sort of separate circuit than the rest of his house.
Ah, no.
Like, he's got a redundant electrical system. But you work your way back to the mains and get in there. You find his second electrical box and work your way into the fluorescent lights of the vault. It seems to be filled mostly with filing cabinets.
Filing cabinets? Filing cabinets?
That's what he said.
You really think
I'm
going to
say this?
Slaves?
Filing cabinets?
Yes,
cabinets of filing, yes.
I am really disappointed in all.
Did you expect it? It's the size of a walk-in closet. Do you expect people piled up like cordwood?
Maybe he is.
All right, but you could look in the filing cabinets.
Oh, but then I'd be in his vault.
Yeah, but you
couldn't get out.
Yes, you could.
Unless you wait another half hour.
I was going to say, you just continue becoming electricity.
Ugh. Fine, I'll...
Wait,
there are motion sensors.
Are there any, like, motion detectors
in
there?
Okay, once you resume your normal form, you end the contract, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, no. You don't
or
see
you could
any
always,
motion
why don't
sensors
you just,
cameras.
Wait a second. Why don't you just, when you, why don't you just try and short the security panel?
Because that leaves a lasting mark.
That's true.
Oh, geez, let's be discreet about this. Okay, I'm going to pop out.
Okay. You zap down to the floor and assume your humanoid form.
Whoa, what'd I miss?
Okay. Meanwhile, upstairs, you're all called to dinner.
Fuck this.
Your place, those of you who have been purchased, your place cards are given to your new owners.
I'm gonna, once I've been stopped by a security lock, I'm gonna head back upstairs and relock the door and stuff. Kind of makes me wonder how the two dudes got in there when there's a lock on the door.
They have the key?
But that means that they locked themselves in with a padlock?
It's not a padlock.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there are people, you know, serving the wine that's probably stored in there.
Fuck me. Yeah, I'm gonna head back out. Just be like, well, there's that. That's an interesting vault, but I got nothing else wise.
Yeah, you come upstairs to, just as they're setting the places for dinner. You get a very undesirable spot right next to the kitchen.
That's a great spot. You kidding me?
Sitting next to the people that no one likes.
Hey, I'll fit right in.
You really will.
No, I think you'll still stand out.
Your smell fits right in.
Hobo.
Smelly.
Feel good.
Okay. This wooden, fleshed troll person who's sitting with Clarissa just kind of caresses her hair and feeds her way too much food.
That's not creepy at all.
He doesn't say anything, though. He bid exclusively by hand-raising and like finger gestures.
I will try to make small talk with him.
Okay. Basically, every time you open your mouth, he just puts more food in.
Fuck me.
Kyle gets dragged off by a dog-headed woman who has attached herself to him.
Aw, have fun.
Looks just thrilled.
Is he a gloomy Gus?
Anders sits down with you. Ava? I'm sorry, I hope you don't find it ostentatious.
Ostentatious? Oh.
Well, no? I did just... Anyway, I never know how to start a conversation with a beautiful woman, so...
Well, you're doing it right now.
Paying for it seems to be a nice icebreaker.
Oh, God.
Sure, whatever works for you.
He kind of smiles, thinks for a second, looks embarrassed, and turns to his food.
I was just thinking that if Samantha was still here, there'd be so much hissing at the tree guy.
It'd be hissing central. Someone would think there's a leak.
At who?
Samantha.
No, but who would be hissing at, or who would she be hissing at?
Everyone.
Whoever bought Clarissa.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, during the auction.
Yeah.
No one would buy Clarissa because Samantha would just be up there hissing just at like, everyone.
Just like arms
someone
crossed,
raises
like trying.
Their hand.
Yes, my tips have gone up more since there's no more Samantha there.
No bouncer.
Arthur is kind of awkwardly holding Will's place card. He sees the two ladies are occupied and goes over to talk to Eddie. Sort of leans down at you. Mr. Hayes, have you seen Mr. McKinley?
No, I think he went off to the bathroom, but I mean, like... Well, look, I live next to the guy, so... Maybe it's best to just leave him in there and see if he can catch up, right?
You say so.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm sure I'll be fine. I feel bad. He's missing out on all, I haven't had a decent meal all day. I've had kind of a rough day. I mean, did you see the Hawkeye?
I wasn't going to say anything.
No, it's okay. I had to go see Dr. Randall about something. I got a little bite the other day, and it was not pleasant. So, basically, that's been my day. So, you know, hey, dinner. It's going to be great. He's missing out. Whatever. Well, but, you know, thank you for inviting us. I really appreciate it. You know, we've had a rough time. I wanted to talk to you about that, actually. We've had a really rough time kind of fitting in with everybody around here. So, thanks for being really genial about that.
Of course. Anytime after dinner, I would love to have that chat with you.
Yeah, great. Well, what you know what? Yeah, why don't we have a talk after dinner and we'll see what happens, all right? Hey, you know what? We'll have a couple of drinks. I haven't had anything at all tonight. I've been kind of sort of trying to fit in and stuff.
All right. Do you smoke cigars?
I smoke some things, I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
Let me see if I can talk to Gwen about it later, and we'll go up back and light up, huh?
Why not?
Dinner! Yeah!
Okay.
You are super excited about dinner.
Do you know how hungry I am?
Will, you're in a vault.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to... open up a filing cabinet and start looking at it. Looking at what's inside.
Slaves.
Yes. This is a great piece of slaves. He's got binders full of women.
Oh, God. It might very well be.
Make me an intelligence academics roll.
Intelligence academics.
I'm going to say -2, just because of the time crunch. You're going to have to sort through and find relevant information.
That is a success. I'm lucky.
You're doing well tonight.
I know.
Which is weird.
Well, okay, no, I've been rolling 7 dice, and this one I'm only rolling 3, so this one's actually lucky.
I'm waiting for you to fantastically fail at some point.
It might happen.
You are really good at fantastically failing.
Oh god, yeah, I am. I must be marching towards my doom with these rolls.
Generally, yes. Okay. I guess we're marching towards our doom with every action.
That's depressing.
Well, it depends how much you like living. Anyway.
Or being undoomed?
You start going through his private files. Most of them are kind of exactly what he says. He has a lot of information about commodities from pork bellies to gold, silicon, like any commodity of any value he appears to have statistics on and has dabbled in. The things that catch your eye, he's got a file in there called The Burnt Bride, The Safe Haven Society.
Oh.
One called Jackrabbit Rivers. And anything else of interest? He's got one about Gwen in there.
Huh. Interesting. What does he have on the Burned Bride?
It's a short file. It mostly documents... it's got a bunch of newspaper clippings about disturbances, alleged break-ins at children's parties, even stuff like Inquirer stories about this mysterious ghost figure. He's got a really old newspaper clipping from the 30s that talks about a spurned bride who found out her husband was, or her fiancé was cheating on her right before the wedding. So she walked up the aisle and immolated herself.
Oh. Ooh, that's pretty.
She sounds a little loco in the coco.
Yeah, that's pretty severe.
A little messed up in the head.
Loco pretty in the coco.
Severe.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, clearly you should walk down the aisle and set him on fire.
Yes.
Yeah, you would think, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At least then she could use the special abuse defense.
Okay, what does it say about Tracker?
That lady's name, by the way, was...
Yes.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
Shit, yeah. Okay, got it.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
He's got his notes.
Yes, Victoria Mathers.
Okay.
Well, conveniently, my troll guy can't speak.
Mathers. Mathers. Interesting.
Why does that sound familiar?
Yeah. That's what I'm wondering. Why does that sound familiar? Okay. So what does the Jackrabbit file say? What do all these files say?
Okay. The Jackrabbit file is... It's got a Gmail account and a password that you don't recognize. It just says paninformant23@gmail.com. The password is Misty Mountain. And then it's got...
That's an awful password.
Yeah.
That is.
It's got Jackrabbit's email address and website, and it has little CDs tucked in there. And it's got basically Jackrabbit Podcasts, a, you know, March 2002 or 2012 to, you know, March 2013.
Yep.
It just seems to be archived recordings.
Huh. Okay. I will do my best to commit the username password to memory.
Seems how's it going?
Misty Mountain. Paninformant23, Misty Mountain.
Gmail.
Yeah.
Yes, at Gmail.
Yeah.
It is. Oh, no, wait. I can just put it in my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Just write it down in my phone.
Just text it into your telephone.
Well, if only you were a kid of the 80s, then you'd remember things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's easy. Phones. Okay.
You've been down here for quite a while, you realize.
Oh.
But what about the Safe Haven Society?
Okay.
Ooh, you can choose the Safe Haven Society or Gwen. What do you want to know more about?
Or I can just take the files with me and return.
Do you really want to do that?
Do you really want to risk that?
Ugh, fine. What does the other one, the Gwen one, do?
Safe Haven Society. Oh, God damn it.
Society.
For what it's worth, the Safe Haven Society one is very thin. The Gwen file is very thick.
Oh, okay.
That's what she said.
Yeah, then I like the Gwen one.
Okay.
Sounds more gooder.
You open it up, and it is mostly documentation from something called Griffin Investigations. And it looks like documentation sometimes accompanied with pictures of drug deals. Dead drops, basically as much information as you can find about Gwen transferring products to various distributors or dealers who then go out and sell her product.
Wow. Just an entire fucking drug ring.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it seems she has pretty elaborate, and there's estimated financials in there that... I mean, just at a quick glance, you would guess that she's making quite a lot of money.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Some of it isn't even legally classified as controlled substances because the United States government doesn't know it exists.
Yep.
Now that's legit.
Well, I really need to start thinking about Lightning again.
Or you could just use the contract without having to worry about the catch.
Fine.
Your precious
glamour.
It takes a lot of glamour.
It takes 4 glamour. Suck it up.
That's an amount.
It is an amount. It's okay. All of my contracts take 1 glamour, so... That's why I've been spamming them so much.
Okay, I'll read the Humane Society one or the... Protection, whatever the hell.
Safe Haven Society.
That one.
Why do my hands smell like chocolate?
Oh, sorry, it's the Safe Harbor Society. I don't know if you got it wrong, right? But that's what it is in my notes.
It's basically the twin lamps from Morrowind.
I don't know what that is.
Let's read up on that.
Let's find out.
Okay. You open it up, and there is one page in there, which has just a few names typed. There is Kathleen Turner, which is crossed out with a red line. Rufus Irons, which is marked with a red question mark. And Ziggy.
This almost seems like a fucking hit list. So, wait, are there any names on there that are...
I think those are the three.
Yeah, it's just those three names. It's the entirety of the file. Just based on the distress of the folder, it looks like it's been well-worn. So you imagine that there used to be more in there, or it's been switched out repeatedly.
Huh. This is certainly an odd list to keep. Okay. This is the disturbing list. I don't like this list. With that knowledge,
you may want to get back to the party.
Yeah, I'm going to get back to the party.
Zippity-zap right into the back into the bathroom?
Yeah.
Are you waiting for another half hour, or are you sucking it up?
I'm going to suck it up.
Yeah, you are. That's it. Use those contracts, Kevin.
Okay. So you just zippity-zap into the bathroom?
Does he make it? Did you make your roll?
Make your roll, first of all.
This is it. This is the day that Kevin... This is when Kevin's luck runs out.
Nope, I have a success.
Okay, good. Sorry, Kevin. I'm not actually hoping you die.
A lot of sixes, but also a nine.
Okay. All right. You zapping straight to a bathroom outlet.
Yeah, hopefully there's no one there.
Well, did you already lock made the door? You should have locked the door when you went in there.
Maybe he was too busy thinking about electricity.
You zip-zap out of an outlet. You see a bulbous person wearing rags that look pretty authentic, and he's got weird scaly skin and a bald head with weird, like, fin fringes on it.
Huh.
You don't remember seeing him before at the party? You zip-zap out.
Bathroom fairy!
Toilet fairy!
Okay.
Well, this is awkward.
This is just awkward.
On the toilet.
Perhaps you should offer him a mint.
You know what I can do? I can just... Let's go to one of the outside outlets, like a streetlight or something.
Okay, so
I can go with the I needed air.
As an electric form, and then you just go straight back in. Is that what's happening?
Oh, wait. I don't follow. I thought when you said I zipped back out, I was doing it in the wiring again. Okay, if it's not in the wiring and I'm just actually regular being all lightning-y, then no, I'm not going outside then.
Yeah, like you're still basically a humanoid lightning
this
strike.
This is true.
You zap out.
Okay, as long as I'm out of the wiring, everything's good. That's all I need to be, is out of the wiring.
You're in the bathroom with this person.
I quickly exit. I don't say a word.
Excuse me.
It's a little awkward. Are you changing back into a person form?
No.
How are you opening the door?
Get under the door slat. He's incorporeal.
Can I go through the handle?
Yes! You zap through the handle as electricity to the other side.
Excellent. I should do this more often.
You like your new power, Kevin?
Yes. I need to do this more often.
Dinner is wrapping up. There's pudding.
Ooh, pudding. Ooh. I shall partake in the pudding. I'm turning back into regular me, of course.
Okay.
Always be electricity!
No.
Very conspicuously coming into the room, please let there be a seat open next to me.
Oh, that's a lot of dice being rolled.
Okay. A few people look at you as you electricity transform into a person on your way back across the room and sit down at the spot for you. If you ever had a plate, it's gone.
Okay. Damn. I don't have any pudding?
No.
There.
Although,
I'm going to put on the best...
All your vegetables before dessert.
There is a guy next to you with two empty pudding cups.
That bastard. That bastard took my pudding. I'm not going to make a scene.
I'm not going to make a scene, but I'm going to look at Bill and be with my eyes like wide open, like, the fuck did you just do?
Sorry, I had some unavoidable gastrointestinal distress.
Huh.
Yeah, that's what
Don't
you get
ask
for going
why
to...
it was lightning.
You clearly wanted to get back to the table at the speed of light.
No, gastrointestinal distress does that sometimes.
Yeah, well, that was what I was telling you when you had Taco Bell. Like, I never eat that stuff anymore.
I wanted to eat great even late.
It was 3 in the afternoon!
Look, I was up all night working on electronics, doing very legit work.
It's, like, super legit, right?
Oh, yeah, the most legit. I get paid.
This is why I don't ask you questions.
And what more can you ask for, Eddie, than getting paid? Correct, nothing.
I was gonna say legal status of, you know, being a W-2 worker, but whatever.
Pay taxes.
Yeah, you missed out, is what I'm trying to say
on
here.
The taxes. Missed out on what? The taxes?
No, the food. It was delicious.
Yeah, I missed out on the food. Whatever. We should probably talk about things later.
Yeah, but well, listen.
Later, not here.
Arthur and I are going to go up back, and we're going to sample some of Gwen's crop. So, do you want to join us?
I guess. I missed dinner. I might as well.
Seems like a pretty damn decent guy. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And me, you know what? Did you fill up on hors d'oeuvres? I feel like maybe they've got like some after dinner, you know, like after dinner coffee or something like that. Maybe
yeah,
pump up the
like
music. It's going to be great.
Maybe like after dinner pastries. Cream puff.
Well, there was the petit pudding four. You missed out on dessert.
There are no petit four?
What? I know what petit four is, Kevin. You've explained this to me multiple times at work. I'm saying what?
They're bite-sized cake stuff.
Yeah.
He knows what he just said.
Yeah, he just said.
They actually serve petit four at work a lot. Like, they're just.
Yeah, they do.
We get catered a decent amount, because the executives end up having a lot of meetings and there's almost always petit four afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all from the Crown Plaza. It's usually really good. Oh, Alice,
okay,
I have a sandwich from them in the fridge as well, if you want.
Okay.
I shall do my best to remain as unawkward as possible throughout the entire rest of that thing and just pretend no one saw anything.
Sip your
if we
water.
Don't talk about it, it didn't happen.
Okay. Right. The big fish guy, Swamp Thing, sits across from you and just watches you. And just eats.
I cough politely.
Yeah.
He's the one who took your pudding, by the way.
So he's okay with you not showing up because he got two puddings and possibly
yeah,
two dinners.
He seems. There's a lot of ogre types around here, huh?
There's like
no. Yeah, I'm saying that out of character, by the way.
They were all clustered at this end of your table. Yeah. It's over at the shitty end of the table.
Aren't they all? I thought they were all people who, like, they were the ones who were like, purchasing the slaves.
No, they're the people who took it too creepily seriously.
Oh. Ah.
Like, up at the other end of the table near Arthur is all the fairest, and they're laughing and making a game of everything.
So that means that I'm sticking out like a sore thumb, because despite the fact that I look and smell terrible, I'm dressed and I smell terrible, I'm still a fairest.
Yes. I'm also a fairest.
Mm. Yeah. And it's just like, we stick out among the trolls, and it's like, we sure do look great, regardless of, you know, our personal hygiene standards.
Well, I wash and bathe myself and wear clean clothes, so...
Well, and I'm scared of the king of showers!
Chris is a little further up the table compared to, like, Eddie and Will.
Yeah, I'm probably, you know, on the other side of the trolls and all that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I smell like vanilla, so...
Well, doesn't that make you just the specialist?
And I smell like a park bench.
And old mildewy newspaper.
Yeah. Park bench, newspaper, and old man. Still look
so
amazing.
So piss and farts?
Still look amazing.
Oh, Will, I would like for you to make me a wits composure roll.
Oh, I can do that.
Do you have any lost clarity? Turns out we haven't been very diligent about that one.
Mine's still at 6. I don't think there's any penalties.
I thought 6 is minus 1 as well as
6
5.
Is, 6, six and 5 are minus 1. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I point that out because, like, Alice and I were both at, like, 5, I think, and I was not taking the penalty, and I'm... By the way, viewers, I'm sorry I was cheating.
I didn't realize that for a good while, too, so I probably wouldn't
two successes.
Have been able to see my catch.
Okay.
Even with the minus 1, I'm still rolling 6 dice. Which composure is something I'm very good at.
Wait, okay. What's your wits?
4. Oh, sorry. 3 for wits, 4 for composure.
Your composure is 4?
Yes, I'm very well composed.
You recognize the pale, gothy looking guy sitting next to Ava. Who seems to not know what to say to her at all. But you recognize him from one of the pictures that he is a low-level dealer for Gwen.
Oh. Hmm. Interesting. I guess that makes sense that he would
we're talking like,
be after
like,
another Spring Court person?
Like season 1 Jesse Pinkman or like combo low-level?
I'm going to go season 1 Jesse Pinkman.
Okay.
I just binge-watched that whole series, and it is the best.
Yeah. We're working our way through season 3, yeah. It's it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yes. He's above combo. Like, from what you know, he doesn't have anyone under him, but he's very successful.
Hmm.
That's cool.
That's so good for him.
Yeah.
Good for you.
That, we don't really have a problem with the fact that Gwen is the mistress of a drug ring.
Why would we?
Who cares, yeah. We're pretty much above the law.
That's an attitude you can have.
You can have as many attitudes as you want.
It's one of the few things that I can hold on to that keeps my character sane. Oh, okay. I was wondering what that picture that Georgiana linked in chat was.
I linked a picture in the chat?
Yeah, like a long time ago.
The books.
It didn't
look. Oh, yes.
Just
the mystery.
Now.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Right, so dinner ends, and Kevin recognizes a dude, and Arthur and I are about to go light up out back.
Yeah. Music starts. Arthur tries to get some dancing going before he excuses himself because he doesn't actually want to dance.
I'm going to try and get... what's the guy's name again?
Anders?
Anders, yes. I'm going to try and get him to dance with me. Kind of try to coax him along.
It takes very little. You ask, and there's a wave of relief that he doesn't have to ask.
Aww.
And he says, absolutely, I would love to.
That's cute. Aww.
Is this your new puppy dog now?
I guess.
And he starts
to
dance.
You got a drug-dealing boy toy.
The music is classical, but it turns out he knows how to foxtrot.
Oh, dude, I know all those old dances, too!
He knows his steps.
Yeah.
Kyle basically stands a few feet away, arms crossed, just looking disapproving.
Kyle, too bad for him.
No, thank you.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
You look really grouchy.
Okay. I'm not into the stand on my feet while we daddy-daughter dance or whatever.
I'm not that short.
Okay.
And I know the moves to these dances for this.
Well, that makes one of us.
I can teach you.
What's the fastest way to make this conversation end?
I teach you how to dance.
And then I'm going to swing by while I'm dancing. Come on, have some fun.
I'm just going to give up like a drowning victim. Here.
I'm not paying you to be a slave.
Do what you want with me.
I'll teach Kyle how to foxtrot.
Okay. He wishes he was anywhere else. He daydreams about plunging into a volcano.
I'm sure he would like that.
I love Kyle. Have I mentioned that yet? I love Kyle. He is one of my favorite characters in this entire campaign.
Okay. So Arthur goes out on his back patio.
And I'm going to join him. I don't know if Will has actually taken me up on that offer.
I'll go for conversation, but not big into the drugs thing.
Well, he just wants a cigar, and I figured that I'd just, you know, hey, we can get Gwen out here, do you want? Where is Gwen anyway? What's she been doing the entire time?
She's currently dancing with her boy toy.
Yeah, that'll happen.
She seems interested in him.
She might go into a closet with him later.
I imagine. Okay. So, what do we got for cigars?
Did you actually want a cigar?
I mean, yeah. Yes, that was what I was intending on doing.
Oh, okay. He takes out...
No, I was not going to try and get Arthur high.
Not yet, anyway.
Okay.
Not yet, anyway, yeah.
He takes out a little silver case and produces a cigar for you.
Thank you. Alright, so commodities trading, right?
He offers one out to Will.
A cigar?
Yeah.
Sure.
Alright, this guy.
Thank you, kind sir.
Yeah, this is
sorry
nice.
I had to miss the dinner. I was in kind of severe gastrointestinal distress from something I ate earlier.
Oh, okay.
I was telling it. No, I was seriously telling her. Have you seen it? So this guy right here, right? I've been seeing him coming in. Apparently his new job has got him coming in at like 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning or something like that. Like he's living the party life. So naturally,
yes, obviously
of course,
the party life.
Yeah. No, well, so naturally, of course.
Graveyard shift, party life, same thing.
Yeah, he lives well, he and I, you know, we're in an apartment together, but you know, you live with Clarissa, you'd think that maybe you'd get some decent food or something like that, right? Or what does she eat? Seriously, come on.
So Arthur is half listening. He has laid down his silver case, and he has started cutting out lines of coke on it.
Oh.
I'm
all right.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, that's a little hard for me. But anyway, so...
Yeah, I'm going to have to decline if that's your offer. I was expecting this.
No, I'm all set.
He needs to get some coke in him to listen to you, apparently.
Is there something else that I can get for you?
No, I'm good. The cigars are fucking great, man. if you want to do this, I'm all right. I'm not, like, we're not going to rat you out. Don't worry about it. Yeah, exactly. Seriously.
It's just not my cup of tea. That's all.
No, fair enough.
I'm all set, thank you.
I don't know how you can smoke. Those things will kill you. And then he snorts a line of coke with 100.
You know, you don't actually inhale the cigar smoke.
Yeah, you just kind of like...
You roll like it around in your mouth.
Yeah, it's like a, it's like drinking a good whiskey, but, you know, with,
Without swallowing?
Without swallowing the whiskey, which actually is probably a lot better for you than actually swallowing the whiskey. You get to enjoy all the whiskey, but you don't get to enjoy the liver cancer. Yeah, but, anyway. Yeah, I mean, like, I know there were the new people around here. What I was trying to say was thanks for inviting us, because, I don't know, we're... I get the feeling everybody thinks that we're up to no good, just because we're the new people in town and all that
they
stuff.
They think we're a bunch of incompetent idiots.
Well, yeah, there's that.
You have been kind of displaying that. Frankly, I don't know why Sierra keeps tapping you to do stuff. Because, well, your track record hasn't been great.
Really?
Well, I don't
know.
I mean,
say that?
Oh, what it's the fact that we completely failed to find Kat Turner.
No,
you didn't find her. Her course was turned up later by first responders.
Yeah, so seriously.
I can cut you off right there, buddy.
Well, we can tell you who probably did it. It's the King of Cats.
And he is?
The King of Cats. He's just a big cat.
Where was the end of my sentence?
Oh, where? The forest by the lake. Or he was. Don't know where he is now. He's a bit of a bastard. Not sure if you met him.
Bang up job, Sherlock. Thank you. You'll catch Moriarty yet.
You're being surprisingly candid.
Well, no, it's just, it's kind of funny because, like, so, I'm gonna be honest here. You know, everybody has been spreading rumors and stuff like that, that you're apparently, you know, trading slaves and stuff, but, like, my real suspicion here is kind of that you're, like, you're on the level, you know? I mean, alright, so... I'm thinking you sleep on a giant pile of money with tons of beautiful ladies all night or something like that. Because you got kind of the whole, like, dragon thing going on, you know, and
that's
stuff.
That's a stereotype,
but
friend.
It's a stereotype, right. But,
I mean,
but
the beautiful ladies are completely accurate.
Okay. But what I'm getting at here is...
Sleep on a pile of money. You're just going to get paper cuts.
That's why you do gold and jewels.
Hey, you want something softer, like...
Gold?
Goose down. That's a nice...
Gold's a soft metal.
Goose down. Yeah.
But, still not very so, soft. Apparently, like, it's kind of funny you're having a slave-themed party, because I guess that, like... So there's rumors that, you know, it's not you that's doing the whole slavery thing, it's fucking Sierra.
Okay.
Really, are there rumors about that?
It's a thing, yeah. And I'm not trying to spread these rumors. I gotta make that
you're totally clear. Trying to spread these rumors.
Okay, I have a question. Who doesn't have rumors about them being
us?
No, we might have some of that.
No, there's no slavery rumors with you guys. I mean, there's rumors just, with you guys, but
yeah,
nobody thinks that you're running slavery.
Because we're incompetent.
Like, I'm getting the feeling that people think that we're not competent enough to do that, which is great. It means we're hiding in plain sight, you know. But
wait, do you have a slavery?
No! I mean, we can absolutely investigate all this shit without having to worry about people thinking we're an actual threat.
Right. People underestimating you is your advantage. I get it.
Yeah, that was kind of what I was going for. Now I'm suddenly not so sure.
I'm 100% on board. You've got
right.
This.
But...
I sense sarcasm.
Yeah, he... Because
I'm a smart boy.
Right. But, so apparently the rumors are going around a little bit, that Sierra is the real threat here, and... Have you ever actually been inside her castle tower thing in the hedge?
He does another line. Blah. No, we're not exactly close, you might say.
Yeah, I could have sworn that you didn't invite her to this, or anyone from the Autumn Court.
I don't have anything against Autumn Quarters. I just have a thing against a leader who is, shall we say, a complete and total bitch.
Right, but Well, if you've ever been inside her castle thing, I guess she's got a lot of weird-ass trapdoors. And I'm worried about what she's stashing inside them.
Trapdoors are obviously very nefarious.
I don't like trapdoors.
Trapdoors.
There's nothing more nefarious than a trapdoor.
Okay, that's great. Thanks. I understand now. But, like, it's funny that you're having this party because we actually are trying to do a legitimate, you know, investigation about all of this. Like, I think it'd be a good way for people to show that we're not a bunch of incompetent boobs if we actually, you know, reveal that somebody was out there selling us off to the Fae. So.
Well, she's suspect number one. Numero uno. Suspecto primero. Is that Spanish? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's... I mean, it's stereotypical Spanish. You're on your way.
I think you're down to Tijuana very often. I've got my own private Tijuana that lives downtown.
Now that sounds like fun.
Does it?
Yes? Do you not have fun in your life?
Every now and then. Shut up.
Yeah, nothing I've seen, but it's okay. It's all right. You probably have different definitions of fun than I do. You
know, I had fun once. It was terrible.
Like stamp collecting. Stamp collecting is fun, right?
No, I don't do stamp collecting. I work on small electronics projects.
Okay, see, now that's actually interesting.
Good.
So you make, like, computers and stuff, right?
No, not like such complicated electronics. It's really hard. Well, not from scratch anyways, no. No, I'm talking about, like, simpler things. Like, sometimes it's satisfying to build a half-wave rectifier, you know?
I don't know what that is. I read about this thing. It was in SkyMall. It's actually, like, a Bluetooth lock that syncs up to your cell phone when you're coming home. I mean, that's cool. I'm going to get one of those. I hear they're even working on an iPhone app that lets it so you can remote drive your car. So you could chill, like, in the back seat and drive the car with the iPhone.
What would be the point of that?
I don't know.
That's cool.
You're already in the car, though.
Cool factor?
But come on, man. Batman does it.
Like, Batman is also be like already Batman in the car.
Would James Bond?
No, I'm really more of a Spider-Man type.
So masturbating all over your room.
Really? Spider-Man?
I don't know.
Are you 8? Are you a big fan of Andrew Garfield? Are you the world's only big fan of Andrew Garfield? I mean, Tobey Maguire, sure. He made 2 great Spider-Man movies and then a Spider-Man movie.
Holy shit, this guy is high on coke.
I mean...
He's certainly making observations.
Paul Giamatti as the Rhino. I mean, goddamn, Topher Grace as Eddie Brock, I thought was the worst crime against cinema.
Holy shit, that's
and then
terrible.
Somebody said, hey, you know what we did in Spider-Man 3? Let's keep going in that direction. Let's take the strongest people and cast the wussiest actors.
Wait a second,
what are you guys
talking about? They made Spider-Man movies. This guy has been away for like 10 years. I've been away for, okay. That's another thing I was going to say is, I'm not actually, like, I'm a lot younger than I look, but.
Oh, did you miss the Hulk movies too?
I wouldn't say missing them. Well, then, hold on a second. The second one was not bad.
You kidding me? It just keeps happening. Edward Norton as the Hulk. He's not strong enough to be Bruce Banner, man. I'm looking forward to the upcoming Shazam, where Billy Batson is played by a baby, and Shazam is played by a paraplegic baby.
Holy shit.
But they did get The Rock as Black Adam, so I'm going to watch it. But
wait, The Rock is still doing movies?
Yeah, man. Did you not... The Fast
was
and the Furious saga?
2012
the Fast
was
and the Furious
year of What was it? That one movie where he was like the nanny or something?
The Scorpion King.
No, that. No, like he was taking care of some important person's kids or something.
Oh,
yeah. But it was like
daycare, whatever.
Not daddy daycare.
No, that was worse.
Do you mean the Hulk Hogan movie, Mr. Nanny?
No. There was
one with Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson as a secret agent, and he was taking care of a bunch of kids. How would you know about this? Now.
Not in this scene. Shut the fuck up.
How would you know about this?
You might be thinking of Cop and a Half with Burt Reynolds. Or
do you just watch the entire genre of tough guy taking care of kids films?
Kindergarten Cop, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You don't have a TV.
Ah, I've heard of that one.
But you haven't heard of Cop and a Half with Burt Reynolds?
No. No, I haven't.
Okay, I don't even know what we're going to talk about anymore. Oh, do yourself a favor. Watch The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that happened, by the way.
I remember the first one coming out, I think.
Yeah, they made 18 more. They finished 18. Out The Lord of the Rings and then divided The Hobbit over eternity. Hobbit movies are going to keep going until society runs out of money. There is two good fucking characters in those movies. There's Gandalf and there's Smaug, and they are just buried in dwarves. I don't need 37 dwarves that I can't keep track of. Eddie, can you name me a single dwarf in the Hobbit movie?
Thor
Who's that?
He's the leader dwarf.
The one I always
thought was the leader, man.
No, the leader dwarf. Thorin, son of Thrain, son of Thror, king under the mountain. Did you read the book?
I honestly read the parts with Smaug in them, and that aligns with my interests.
You like dragons? I get it.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
I guess it is a stereotype that dragons sleep on top of a giant pile of money. I'm sorry, man. Ugh. This is like going up to your Italian friend and finding out that he doesn't like pasta.
Who the fuck doesn't like pasta? You don't like pasta?
Everyone likes pasta. Garlic. Say garlic. Your Italian friend doesn't like garlic.
All right, fine. Fair enough. Garlic.
That's probably a stereotype too. I haven't really talked to a vampire, but
that's another thing. There are vampires around here, right?
Yeah, probably.
I've heard there are vampires.
Do you listen to Jackrabbit?
Yeah. I heard him.
I heard that apparently my fetch died fighting vampires.
Seriously?
That's fucked up, like some Buffy shit.
Throwing fucking stakes everywhere.
Did you guys see somebody made a sweet animated intro for Buffy?
No, I didn't see that.
That cartoon needs to be made.
Okay, we got vampires, we got what, magicians and stuff like that?
Yeah, magicians, ghosts, I've heard about werewolves, probably like were-ghosts.
You're telling me all of this stuff is real?
Oh, do you know about any sort of thing that would take place in like some weird electrified tank?
What?
What?
Like an electric eel tank?
Or like a room that's covered in electricity?
No, like, imagine, the Bacta tank. Kind of like that.
So it's full of, like, a blue gel.
Yes.
And what's the gel? Luke Skywalker after a Wampa attack?
I don't know.
You are a nerd!
Look, I was in the... My whole jam in the Arcadia place.
Yeah.
My boss was a driggity drag. I was on guard duty watching big piles of gold. And he just got me a TV and a movie collection. And we watched movies together, like, from dusk till dawn, all of them.
That doesn't sound awful.
Yeah, really.
It gets boring pretty fast, but But yeah, it was part of my thing. Did you know they're making a Netflix version of From Dusk Till Dawn? Because that was a story that needed to be told. If there's one thing there's not enough of on television, it's vampires. I haven't satiated my need with Vampire Diary Academy's blood that's true.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
You guys seen that Monster High shit? Now that shit's offensive. Also offensively named. Because who the fuck, like, the vampire chick is like Franny Dracula or some bullshit. Like, she looks like a vampire. She's wearing the cape, she's got the teeth, we can figure out she's a vampire. Leave something to the imagination.
Okay.
So next time you go to Target, swing by the toy aisle. Don't get arrested as a pedophile. Check that shit out.
Okay.
You want to do a line?
No, thank you. No thanks. Yeah, I'm actually gonna head back inside now.
Yeah, you want a fucking dance, man?
Who are you asking that?
Him. Swain.
Oh boy. Which
let's
him?
Get inside there.
Do I want to dance with you?
No, not with me. Just like, come on, there's music back inside there. I mean, does it have to be a couple's dance?
Well, I would prefer it. I like coupling with that. Ladies.
I'll pass on the couple's dance. That's A-okay. But, like, let's get back inside, dude.
Alright.
I mean, you can do another line if you want, but, you know, I'm all set with the cigar. This is great. Like, I'm gonna put it out and just, like, do you want to keep the rest of it? I mean, I can cut off the end so you don't have my, like, old man germs.
Have you seen Transformers 4?
There's a fourth one?
Yeah, Age of Extinction, man, with Marky Mark. No Funky Bunch, though.
Fuck that! I'm gonna go back inside.
What the fuck is his problem? Mark Wahlberg rides a goddamn dinosaur. Oh. A robot dinosaur.
That actually sounds pretty cool.
You want to go see it?
What, now?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't have anything going on, sure.
Fuck it, let's go.
Wait, where are you guys just going to the movies right now?
Yep.
Everybody thinks I smell terrible. Fuck this party.
Maybe it's because you do.
Oh, I do. Don't worry, but...
Okay.
This is awkward as shit. We're out.
Yeah. You guys
we're
get
gonna go
the car
to the, we're gonna go
with
to get
a coked
the car
up weirdo who drives you to a second run theater to see Transformers Age of Extinction.
Right. Can I restore my glamour off of the sheer amounts of disgust in the theater?
Yeah.
There's not going to be anyone in there, though.
Yeah.
Maybe, you could get it off of Swain's coked-up enthusiasm.
I don't think you can steal glamour from other changelings.
You can't. Yeah, you can go ahead and make me, a
poor employee who's after work tonight.
Composure empathy roll, but it's going to be -3 because the theater is mostly empty.
I'm going to take my one die roll, thank you. That's a 2. I restore no glamour.
Okay.
This is awful!
You drive out with Swain at the wheel. You can see Hickston waiting in his car across the street. As he sees you drive, he just gets a what-the-fuck face.
I'm going to stick my arm out the window and just flip him the bird.
This is apparently the state of the game now.
If Dave's not here.
Okay. Meanwhile, inside. Clarissa dances with Kyle, but your wooden owner is just looming over you, watching you the whole time.
I paid for...
I'll just ignore him.
Trees are not so good with Lolitas.
Okay.
Tree ant protector. You understand, that's what I'm imagining he is now, right?
Okay.
A tree ant?
Like Treant Protector, specifically.
Ava, you dance with Anders. You notice he's kind of got a leathery quality to his skin that isn't normal, shall we say. It just feels a little cold and slick to the touch. He's much better at dancing than he is at talking. He sort of he turns and watches as Arthur Swain leaves with your two friends and sort of looks confused at you. Do you know what's going on?
No.
The host just left.
Well, I guess I'll keep the party going or something.
Oh, yeah, okay. Is there anything I can do to help?
I don't know, actually, huh?
Have fun! The answer is have fun!
Yeah, sure. Have fun. And just, I don't know, continue mingle.
Orgy with the Spring Court!
Maybe it's a little forward, but I've got a card with my number on it if you'd be interested. Maybe getting together again sometime.
Oh, well, I found you pleasant company, so sure.
Oh, thank you. He kind of blushes a little and hands
reward
you...
Reward him for his alpha behavior.
A card that just says Anders and has a phone number on it. There is no further information. It looks pretty cheaply made, too.
Handwritten.
It's not. It's printed. But it's by,
no, no. I actually think it'd be kind of cool if he handwrites his business cards.
He's not that cool.
Well, it'd only be cool, like, if it's awesome calligraphy.
Yeah.
Not if it's, like, child block lettering. And he ran out of room at the end.
Really, I'm going to take out my phone, snap pictures of both sides, tuck it away, go.
Okay.
But first, let me take a selfie.
Yeah, sure.
Selfie of her with a card.
No. I'm going to have a selfie with Anders.
Oh, okay. He smiles for the picture. And sort of cuddles a little too close to you.
Aww.
I know. Aww.
Aww, he's adorable. It's okay, make him come out of his shell. Make Nick uncomfortable at role-playing him.
Wait,
you
what?
You would be very hard-pressed to find something that I'd become uncomfortable.
But yeah, no. Selfies, dancing, gonna make sure everyone has what they want and get the staff going around with things or something.
Okay.
Gonna run the place.
You just smoothly take over as hostess. And no one questions it. As the evening is winding down, your wooden benefactor taps you on the shoulder, Clarissa.
I look at him.
And he just points his big, knobbly finger at the door.
You know that was a joke, right? It's just a seating arrangement thing?
He looks kind of blankly at you, and points insistently towards the door.
I think he wants to take you home anyways.
No thank you.
Grabs your arm and gives you a little tug.
I'll try to pull away, but I am also weak.
Okay. He is much stronger than you. Are you trying to make a scene, or are you trying...
Yeah, sure, I'll start making a scene.
Okay.
Make it uncomfortable for everyone.
Make it uncomfortable for everyone involved. Ba da bop bop bop. Hey! So when do we get back from the movie? I mean, the movie's only an hour and a half.
Okay, you looked up the runtime on Age of Extinction?
I don't actually know what it is. I assume that it's
probably
it's like,
more than
it's
an hour.
Probably
it's probably 3 hours of explosions.
Now you got me curious.
I also am curious.
Okay. It turns out its runtime is
I'll be right back.
2 hours and 45 minutes. Jesus.
Oh my, oh god!
I told you, 3 hours of explosions!
How can, what? What? Age of Extinction is three fucking hours?
Just about. Apparently it's got Kelsey Grammer in it, too.
Like, we're looking at this and just... I'm checking my watch, like, I'm checking my cell phone, like, how long is this movie?
You watch 3 hours of Mark Wahlberg as a scientist while Arthur snorts, like, a small mountain of cocaine as an enthralled with the entire thing.
I guess you kind of need that to enjoy this film.
He talks through all of it, but no one cares because you're the only ones in the theater. So...
In fact, that, the people tried to go clean it like halfway through the movie and then looked sad that there's people in there.
You learn the entire history of Mark Wahlberg. He recounts for you an episode summary of every episode of Wahlburgers.
Kelsey Grammer is in it. Is he going to start talking about Frasier now?
No, Cheers. You have to start with Cheers so you understand the foundation.
Okay, like, I'm starting to see how you being in the being in Arcadia was a torture now.
Okay, Clarissa makes a scene, and Sandra just hefts her way over. Just hefts her axe, makes her way over, and just taps it on the floor in front of this wooden man. Sort of takes his hands off. Looks down at you hopefully one more time and points meekly towards the door.
No, thank you.
Now I feel bad for him, but it's okay.
And he is escorted out. Which pretty much kills whatever vibe there was remaining at this party.
You're a party.
I will go see if Hixton is still waiting for, you know.
Yeah, he's still sitting in his car.
No food.
What the fuck is going on?
What do
I
you
went
mean?
British for a while. Eddie and Will just left.
Oh, did they?
They drove off with the dragon mask.
Oh. Okay.
It sounds kosher to me.
Yeah. Did they look like they were in distress or something, or?
No.
Oh, okay.
So, did you get the gold?
I don't know. I was a distraction.
Is he taking him off to fucking execute him in the woods, or what?
I don't know. I distracted! I did my part!
What did they go for the gold?
I'm assuming they disappeared for a while.
I guess get in the car and we'll wait.
I will get in the car.
Okay. He sits there and continues waiting.
So we're going to get back like 3 hours later, right?
It'll probably be like...
More like it's like an hour later now, because I assume everybody was kind of partying for a while when we left. Woo!
So...
I kept the party going.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, that was...
And I stopped it.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want too many stragglers, right?
I mean, are people still being around, or...?
Yeah, people are starting to leave.
Okay.
You don't know where Gwen and her boy toy got off to. Henders is doing his best to talk to people, chat them up, but he's pretty bad at it, so...
Yeah, to the people who are leaving, I'm gonna thank them for coming. As if it was my party.
And then you just
leave them on Arthur's, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they thank you for a lovely evening. as though you did something. As awkwardly make their way out to the valet. Until eventually it is you, Kyle, Anders, and the waitstaff.
And the boy toy and Gwen in some closet somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll have the waitstaff clean up and whatnot.
Okay.
And supervise.
So Anders and Kyle sit down together for the most awkward moment since, you know, a son came to pick his date up for prom, met her dad, like...
Aww.
Just kind of a stony silence as they each wait for you. The waitstaff cleans up, loads up whatever they brought with them, and heads out.
Well, that was a good night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it seems good. So, got a little weird at the end. But all in all, pretty good.
Hmm. Hope we'll do that.
Well, I guess it's best to be heading home.
Oh, right.
Arthur will kind of come back on his own wherever he went off to. I'm sure he's fine.
I guess see you? You have my number if you want to call.
Well, yes. I had a pleasant evening. Thank you for accompanying me.
Oh, of course. And he shows himself out.
And then I guess I'll gesture to Kyle and the valet and...
Okay.
Go home!
Anders makes his way out ahead of you. He leaves on a low-end motorcycle. Kyle drives you home. Post-Age of Extinction, Arthur doesn't give you much choice before he takes you to a high-end strip club. And then a nightclub. And then... disappears somewhere.
I will do my very best to remain chummy with him throughout the night.
Okay. What do you need to tell me? Once he disappears into the strip club or the nightclub, I'm gonna pull Will aside and be like, alright, what did you need to talk to me about? Where the fuck did you go?
Oh. To the bathroom.
To hop
into
you
an outlet.
Were oh.
Look, okay, so.
Oh.
So from what I can tell,
so
no one the slaves.
There. What? Dude, I saw a fucking. I.
What?
I'm gonna collect myself here. I've been being chummy with this guy all night. Actually, I kind of like him.
Yeah, he's not a bad guy. I mean,
really?
A little,
but he, what? What's in? Okay,
a little
so
weird.
I went down.
Cocaine,
so I, yeah, a little bit. But so I went down into his wine cellar, right? And there's this big fucking vault. Like, there's a giant ass vault in there. And it's well, okay. It's not a giant ass vault, but it's got like a fucking security panel in there, and it's just I didn't know the combination. And I'm trying to get it out of him all night. What?
It's got filing cabinets in it. It's just his. Normal business. He does have what seems
to be...
Wait,
no, hold on. How do you know that?
I went in there.
How?
I can travel through outlets and wires and shit. Electricity.
Electricity, electricity.
Yep, that's how it goes.
You mean to tell me that I've been planning this elaborate, terrible, poorly executed excuse for a heist for the last 2.5 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And you could have just walked into a bathroom, turned yourself into... pure electricity,
gone into an outlet and gotten past whatever fucking security systems he had?
That does appear to be what happened. Yes. Anyways, from the seams of it, he's pretty clean. Well, okay, in the slave's front anyways, certainly no evidence of slavery. Whatsoever.
I'm not angry. I just want to let you know that I'm not angry.
Okay. Well, don't be. Good, don't be angry.
I'm not angry.
No reason to be angry.
I'm telling myself that I'm not angry right now, so I don't want to shoot you in the middle of a nightclub.
So, anyways, he does seem to have dirt and info on... people.
Everyone?
Okay, not so everyone.
So he's not a slaver. This guy is he's a source of information.
He may have... I mean, maybe I'm jumping the gun calling it this, but he may have what I believe to be a hit list.
A what?
So, apparently there's this thing called the Nightingale Protection Society?
Oh, it's the Safe Harbor Society.
Safe Harbor Society. Okay, the Safe Harbor Society.
And it doesn't
or something?
Say Nightingale. You made that
no,
up.
No, it doesn't.
Okay,
yeah.
It's just the Safe Harbor Society. So apparently there's this thing called the Safe Harbor Society. I don't know, but he just has a list of members, and they're kind of getting crossed out. Cat Turner was on there. Some guy named Rufus Irons?
Rufus Irons?
Who was the third person?
It was
Ziggy.
Ziggy, that's it. Yeah.
That's it? There's three names?
Just three names. There might have been more at one point, but I...
Was Ziggy at the party tonight?
No. Yeah, like Ziggy would come out to a party.
Seriously.
That means he's not working and not making money.
It also means he's not safe inside of his
theater. Well, let's not jump to conclusions here.
So wait a second, but...
We can ask Ziggy about this thing, the Safe Harbor Society. Get some info on it.
Hey, out of curiosity, did you happen to see what was on the second floor? I think I explained to you.
Oh, it's just his bedroom.
Oh. So what's with the,
I feel kind of terrible telling you this. It's kind of private info, but the stereotypes are true. He sleeps on it.
Oh, shit! Are you fucking...
Don't tell him I said that.
Don't tell Hickson! Oh, my God! I feel bad now that we wanted to fucking steal from this guy. He was...
Yeah, really. He's not a bad guy. Maybe.
So this guy is great. Well, okay, maybe he's got a lot of dirty... Well, you know what? He's probably got a lot of dirty laundry, but seriously. Come on.
Yeah, everyone seems to have some dirty laundry. But
yeah, I'm kind
slaves,
of prone to accept
it
that.
Certainly here. Seems not.
Well, you know that. You know what that means, right?
What?
It means that we have another target.
That our only lead is what's-her-face? Sierra Mist Watson.
I've had too much to drink. Where the fuck is Arthur anyway?
I don't know.
Come on.
Honestly, chances are he doesn't even remember he brought us here.
Yeah. So, you know, if he can snort that much coke, how much do you think we can snort?
Oh God, no.
Like, no, I'm being serious here, man. Come on. You can.
I don't know, and I don't care to find out.
You can turn into electricity.
Great, wonderful. I can electrically snort coke. That's what I've always wanted.
That has got to be a...
It's a fucking life goal of mine.
But we have a target, though, is the idea. Okay, so we got two things, right? Well, I'm thinking...
To investigate, anyways.
Yeah. So here's my plan. So I kind of want to... I'm a little curious about Miss Watson, and I like the idea of the Autumn Court. I was thinking of joining up with those guys. Maybe I could try and rise to their ranks and see what she's got on her, right?
Hmm. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah! That's great. I mean, none of us have really joined a court yet, you know? I mean, you were talking to Comstock, and...
No, I'd still joined.
You did? That's your thing? Yeah. That's like your... Does that mean I'm breaking some kind of code here, talking, like, are the courts not supposed to talk to each other? What's the deal with that?
No, I don't think so.
Do you go to parties?
No.
Do you have meetings? Like, you know, town meetings or something?
Not yet. I don't know, he hasn't really contacted me, but I told him that he's got me, if he wants.
Is there like a...
Maybe he doesn't like me. Because apparently we're seen as incompetent.
Well, yeah, so I went up to him and I apologized. Maybe you should try and, you know, kiss a little ass here. I mean, I went to him and I apologized, and he's like, oh, okay, well, that's fine.
Well, it's apparently pretty late for that, because I spent the entire time in the bathroom and then going to watch that shitty, shitty movie. Jeez. I mean, yes, okay, he had a point. Marky Mark rode a robot dinosaur. Like, that happened, but it didn't save the movie.
Have Galvatron.
Okay, and?
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Look, let's find Arthur, make sure he hasn't, I don't know, killed a hooker in a bathroom or something like that, and go home. What is it, like 3 in the morning?
If you want to recover glamour, this might be the place to try and do some of that.
Ooh, yeah. That's right. We can get, like, lust.
Let's try and get some lust out of this.
Yeah, let's suck some lust. Okay.
That sounds nasty.
A little bit, yeah. What is this, wits empathy?
You can be wits socialize.
All right.
Oh, no!
Oh, I socialize. No! Or you could also make me... Actually, I'm going to say manipulation or presence plus socialize.
It's the same for me regardless,
nope,
so...
I'm going with wits.
Nightclubs are not your scene, apparently.
No. I got one success, so I guess that means one glamour.
Yep. Okay, good job.
I was only rolling 2 dice.
I just hope the god of dubstep isn't watching.
Okay, where are you guys going?
Yeah, we gotta find Arthur and try and get him out of here, because he's had a lot of coke tonight, and I really hope he's not going off and killed a hooker or something.
Or being dead.
Coke, yeah, there's that as well.
It doesn't last all that long in your system.
It doesn't, but... Even so, like, you saw how much he had, right? Maybe he's used to this kind of thing, or maybe because he's a dragon.
He seems to be used to it, and it really does only last, like, 30, 40 minutes.
I'm thinking that because he's a dragon, you know, maybe he doesn't need to worry about cocaine or anything like that, but seriously. Let's try and find him.
I don't know how dragons work. I guess we can try and find him.
Yeah, please,
going in there's going to be awkward.
It's not going to be awkward. Don't worry about it. Come on.
Okay, you push through crowds and find him at a quieter table with a group of younger women. Eddie! Will!
Hey!
Come here, my friends!
You coming down yet?
What?
You're still flying high, what you got?
Yeah, come here, you want some?
No, I'm all set.
You should come meet my friends.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
No, it's okay,
I'll
have a seat. Come on, sit down.
Wingman.
Starts singing Wingman.
He starts chatting up the stuffy the values of the stuffy, uptight schoolteacher type and the smelly hobo to these girls who do not seem interested anymore.
Well, I'd rather be a stuffy, uptight teacher than a hobo.
I like the I like the idea that even though I smell kind of strange, like I'm still alluring to them.
Oh, right. Because you've got yeah, that's true. And they're pretty drunk.
So I'm gonna wingman it up for Arthur. Just kinda like see if we can negotiate one of them to get back into a sports car with him.
It doesn't take much. He leaves with one of the girls.
Well, no,
he doesn't seem concerned. You can follow him, but he's not waiting for you.
Well, no, we're going to take the opportunity and make it happen. Like, we're going to get in the back seat, and he's going to let her be in the front,
Or I'd
no,
be like, hey.
No, no, this is going into awkwardness.
No, it's okay.
You're not reading this. No, he's ditching
us. Oh, I'm reading this. No, watch this. Artie, you want to get in the back and I'll drive you home.
I'll take my car, thanks.
Well, no, the idea is you get in the back seat and we'll get you out of here.
Look, I got it. I appreciate that, but nobody else drives my car.
Oh, okay. I get it. It's just one of those situations.
It's a boundaries thing.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, this car costs more than the houses we're renting.
So, do you need me to call your cab or something?
Oh, no. Well, yeah, actually, it would be really good.
Where are we, actually?
I have no fucking clue where we are. This is fucking...
Pretty sure you're somewhere in Augusta.
We're somewhere in Augusta. It's all right. Listen, man, I had a great fucking time. If you could call us a cab and just get us out of here, that's fine.
Yeah, a cab would be great.
Yeah.
And... I guess you have a fun night. It's been quite the time.
You're gonna have a great time.
I've not been out like this in a long time.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah, thanks for showing us a nice time. Listen, we'll talk to you later, okay? Have fun. Just call us a cab and we'll get out of here.
Yeah.
We'll do.
Right.
And I guess keep in touch. I'll try to keep in touch.
Okay. He speeds off.
Okay, bye.
I'm gonna flip out my cell phone and call Hickston.
He didn't call us a cab at all, did he?
No.
He probably meant to.
Yeah. And then forgot.
I'm calling Hickston.
Yeah, what?
So, he's got gold, but we got something better than gold.
Information.
Friendship!
Oh, also, yes, friendship. The power of friendship.
So, did you get the gold?
Well, you think I can drag gold through outlets?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not going to happen. But you know what I did get is a lead.
Your fucking fluorescent light? Let's see you do it.
Do you have me on speaker while we're talking about a heist?
No, I don't have you on speaker at all.
I can
hear
Will.
His phone's just really loud.
Yeah, well, that's because Will's being really loud right now. We're kind of in a nightclub.
So you didn't get the gold. What did you get?
Well, we found proof. Proof, right? I look over at Will. Proof?
We got information. No, not...
Yeah.
Proof of
that
what?
That he's not...
That he's not in the slave trade.
Yeah.
Well...
Okay.
Rather, a distinct lack of evidence that he is in places where evidence normally would probably be.
So, yeah. We got that. So, he seems on... He's on the level. And it turns out that we can't steal the gold because it's his bed.
Yeah, you don't steal a man's bed.
What the fuck is wrong with the two of you? We went in
his
there to have a
place. His bed is made of gold!
Yes! I am aware! And that's why I'm mad that you didn't take it!
Oh, I'm sorry, can I lift up a bed-sized bar of gold?
It
doesn't matter that you gave me a fucking door! Like, how am I gonna get it through there, huh? Oh, I'm sorry. Do
his
I have the
soul is soul for
ant?
This heist.
Do
Let's
I have
all take
to
a
just
moment to
put
remember
the rug
that.
Down, open the door, and then pull it over the bed?
Do you know how much gold weighs?
That's why you don't move the fucking gold! You move the rug over the bed! And then it's in our alternate dimension thing.
Well... Here's the
Why
other
are
thing
you
I'm gonna
yelling?
So you've got 25 minutes to get in there and steal whatever the fuck you want.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, okay,
you've
I'm sorry.
You've been gone for 7 hours. I took the girl home and then I went home.
Well, you've got 25 minutes to get over there, change yourself into Arthur Swain and say, hey, can I get into the bedroom? I'm a little too drunk. And then steal whatever the fuck you want. He's been gone from the house for 7 hours. Do you seriously mean to tell me that we got the guy that would you could turn yourself into out of the house and you didn't do anything?
There was a party going on. I didn't know what was going on. You two were supposed to scout it out and get the gold.
And you were supposed to come in with me, but you were a fucking coward and said, no,
I was
the
getaway driver.
Yeah, the guy who can transform into the owner of the house is the getaway driver.
I gave you the rug.
Oh my god, will you two just shut up? I'm trying to think about lightning.
To get away from this shit?
Because if Higston's not going to come get us.
Look, I'm going to call you when you are a little less angry about the fact that you fucked up this heist.
So 1990 never? You fucked this shit up, and I will never stop being angry about it.
You're saying things that are too clever.
What? Higston is supposed to be clever. So. He is.
It's not my fault. Somebody decided to take the entire plan that I had and throw it on its head by deciding it's going to be the quote-unquote getaway driver. All right? We have information. If you want a bounty on somebody who is trading slaves, then you're going to cooperate with me. And if you don't, then fine. Good night.
He hangs up on you.
I was surprised he didn't hang up on him like 5 hours ago.
Yeah, seriously.
He did several hours ago. Basically roll you out of his car after you fell asleep.
I wake up when he rolls me out and then go into my...
I guess that's a good enough stopping point.
I'm gonna catch a bus. Do you wanna take the bus or what?
Well, there's probably no buses at that late at night.
Yeah.
Buses usually stop running at like midnight.
It's 5 in the morning.
Rhode Island,
all I have to do is wait for 1 hour.
Just, you lay on the same park bench you slept on yesterday. And wait.
Do you not know how to survive on the streets? Come on, haven't you ever been a hobo before?
No, I'm thinking about lightning. Shut up.
I think about
lightning for half an hour and jump into the power lines and go home.
Okay.
He's got to teach me how to do that.
You
well, fuck this.
You can all take 4 experience and tell me something you learned.
Well, I learned that Arthur Swain isn't such a bad guy.
I learned that Arthur Swain does a lot of coke.
I learned that some people take the whole party thing a little too seriously.
You know what? We did not get the gold this time around, but I don't feel so bad about that. I had a great time. It's not Higston's fault that he decided to sit in the car all night. Or actually, it's exactly Higston's fault that he decided to sit in the car all night.
Yeah, it's not Dave's fault, Higston's fault.
It's not my fault that Higston decided to sit in the car all night, was what I was trying to say.
Ah.
Okay, so I'm turning Nork Order off.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Sorry, Manny.
Bye.